We are live. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis over at PrisonPlanet.tv and Infowars.com. As much as I want to gush about the interview we had last night in studio with Amy Allen, this story is just so close to home, literally for me, literally close to home, that I called my mother, I called my brother, I called my best friend back home, I called another one that's not back home, but I told him to call his parents. This is unbelievable. Schenectady mayor considers options, martial law over political woes. And Schenectady's about, I don't know, 25, 30 miles from where I went to high school. I was just in Schenectady before I drove across the country. And it is a small town, not that big. It is a suburb of Albany, essentially. And there is no reason, zero reason, that the National Guard should be used in any way, shape, or form outside of their duties to help in case of a natural disaster or a problem here at home. Let me just read it because it's just so unbelievable what the psychology is here. Schenectady Police Chief Mark Cherry said, "This is unprecedented. All these officers getting into trouble at the same time for these different reasons." Okay, that's not unprecedented. Cops are corrupt. Cops are dirty, especially in my area. I hate to tell you folks, but when you're in an urban type area, you know, outside of a city, somebody gets a little taste of power. Yeah, they blow it out of proportion. Let me just say what these guys, five Schenectady police officers recently accused of everything from driving drunk. That's a gimme. There's a lot of cops out there that drive drunk, folks. Driving drunk to beating up a man. Again, beating people up. Not a shocker. Oh, they got a picture of the cop? Oh, wait, is this the cop of video what? Oh, all right. We'll show. We got a lot of videos today. Actually, this is just the biggest story we've got. Yeah, Prison Planet TV is where it's at. We've got a principal body slamming a student. We got the video for that. We're going to be going over that. We got a couple of Alex Jones videos. One is a call to action, and another one is a short from the IFC that's done rather well. Five Schenectady police officers recently accused of everything from driving drunk to beating up a man are leading city officials to look at a drastic action to fix a department tainted by few who may have acted illegally. Yeah, a few. All right. They are now saying the mayor of Schenectady. This is why Campaign for Liberty is so important, because if we had somebody who knew what the Constitution said and was behind the Bill of Rights, and they were the mayor of Schenectady, this wouldn't even be up for discussion. And I guarantee this is part of some federal program. You don't just say this. He says he's going to get rid of the police force and bring in the National Guard and declare martial law. You don't declare martial law because your cops are dirty. Okay? I mean, I am beside myself. I called my mother up. I'm like, "Mom, it's time to start looking for a new place to live." "Well, where can I go, Jason?" I said, "Well, you don't want to be in the place where they actually start implementing martial law just 30 miles from you, Mom." And I told the same thing to my brother. You know, he's got a baby girl out there who's even closer to Schenectady. I want to say she's 10 miles from Schenectady. She might even fall into Schenectady County. I think she's still in Montgomery County, but my God. So because you have corrupt police officers, you're just going to abolish the department and bring in martial law. This is unbelievable. We're going to be getting into this story, you know, principals assaulting their students. They passed the act that says mandatory youth service. We're going to be going over that as well. This is the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. We'll be back after this.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
I'm Don Germano with Kmart. We're a proud sponsor of March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for Kmart. We're all parents, aunts, uncles, and grandparents. We care about our babies, and we care about all babies. When a baby has to fight for his life, we all need to help. We participated in March for Babies for the past 25 years and will continue walking until every baby is born healthy. Join us in March for Babies. The walk starts at marchforbabies.org.
I'm John Hewitt, CEO of Liberty Tax Service and proud sponsor of March of Dimes premier walking event, March for Babies. More babies begin healthy lives because of March of Dimes research and programs. And with our support, we can do even more for families all over America. Our goal is to ensure all babies will be born healthy, but we have to walk to get there. Join the March for Babies. Sign up at marchforbabies.org.
The victory speeches were laid up. Streets on fire. The mob goes wow, wow, wow. Streets on fire. The mob goes wow. 21 guns, blacksmith of pine. Letter from the government sealed and signed. Delivered Federal Express on your mother's doorsteps. 21 guns, blacksmith of pine. Letter from the government.
That's right, Sam. They're saying, you know what, let's just get rid of the police force. Let's bring in the National Guard. The National Guard are not supposed to be the police folks. Okay, it's called posse comitatus. It's the separation of the police, the military, and the government. Okay, the reason that they don't have the military on the streets is because when you have the military on the streets, you live in what is called a police state. Say it with me, kids. Police state. And this police state, I mean, just look at, do you really want the people that are your officials prancing around with automatic weapons in full body armor, in tanks? I mean, what is this? Why are we shifting towards this? Why is this even on the table? This guy not only needs, first of all, he needs to be challenged. If I know I've got upstate New York listeners, okay? Please, people in New York, call your families, call your friends, let them know about this, and have them call the mayor's office. Okay? I mean, it's unbelievable. We need to call the mayor's office right now. You know, if you live outside of Schenectady, you have to say that this is unacceptable. Unacceptable in every way, shape, and form. Folks, I mean, when it is in the mainstream press that this guy is actually thinking about declaring martial law, that you know, and there's no... None of the federales are saying anything. There's no response other than it's a positive thing from the higher-ups. That means it's part of a federal program. They want to start implementing this. And it is no surprise the way that the country has just completely and totally fallen apart. I want to read these two just obvious cases of school abuse, and I'm going to play you a video. If you can cue that video up, too, I think it's about 1:20 into it, the kid getting body slammed by his principal. 15-year-old kid gets thrown out of class. He gets thrown out of class, and it's raining outside because he's using his cell phone. Now, you know, whether cell phones should be allowed in class, whatever, that's another debate. You know, the kid's got the cell phone. Who cares, right? So the kid's got the cell phone, gets kicked out, wants to go back inside the school just to get his jacket. And that's when the very upset principal tough guys him and tosses him around on the concrete. It's really, you know, it's what we should be doing at school. It's just unbelievable. The guy's name is, let's see, Principal Orizin. We got the video, guys? Are we not there? We're not there yet? Okay. Here's another example of just outrageousness. Texas high schools staged cage fights between students, documents say. A Texas high school used cage fights to settle disputes among problem students. Internal investigation documents obtained by the Dallas Morning News allege. This is out of South Oak Cliff High School, and they were having bare-knuckle fights. Oh, there's the principal. Oh, and oh, for PrisonPlanet.tv subscribers. Guys, I gave you a straight YouTube link. You don't need this this Inside Edition one. There's a YouTube link right there that you could do full screen, for sure. If not, I'll send it back through. It should be under the Paul Hartman IM. But anyway, they're staging bare-knuckle brawls for problem students in cage fights from 2003 to 2005. In one case, a school hall monitor tried to battle a student in the cage. In that instance, Moten broke up the fight, according to the investigation. So in other words, if the kid was too much of a small guy, a little guy, it's just unbelievable to me. He was a little guy, then we're going to stop it. Otherwise, we're just going to let these kids have fist fights. You know? I guess that they fired one of the middle school counselors that said no, and he's filed a whistleblower lawsuit. So you don't think they're, you know, teachers are corrupt sometimes? Come on. I know everybody wants to preach out there, oh, we need to pay teachers more. We really do. Teachers are the unforgotten heroes, the unsung heroes. Listen, sometimes teachers deserve zero respect and are dirty, you know? No teacher should be body slamming any kid. Here we go. Here we go. Watch. Oh, here's your arm. Hey, kid, you're not getting your jacket back. Didn't you hear me? Hey, get off me. Oh. Oh, and up and oh. Man, that kid got rocked. All right. Well, there you have it, folks. I mean, that's the country we live in. I mean, here's the close up. You know, the kid doesn't put his hands on the teacher. All he wants is, can I please get my jacket, sir? Please, sir. Can I have some more? Please, sir. Can I have, no, I can't. Okay. Oh, whoa. You're getting kind of rough with me there, fellow. It's a two-hander. Wait. Oh, I'm up in the air. Bam. And bam. So, you know, this guy obviously should lose his job. He's probably going to lose a lawsuit because it's on video. But, surprise not to, this is at a Fox News, by the way. Texas high school staged cage fights between students. I mean, who had the bright idea to say, you know what, Tom? These fist fights, they're going to happen anyway. Why don't we advertise bare-knuckle cage fighting after class? We will put those students in a supervised cage fight, and then we'll take bets with faculty. The only thing could be worse if they were taking bets, and I wouldn't doubt that they're taking bets. I'm sure there was some backdoor betting going down. All right. So Obama gets his little youth civilian force, civilian national security force thing passed today. And we have that video, right, guys? We should. I should have sent a... No, not Supreme. It's not an article. It's a YouTube video. It should have been right under that Robert Wanick sent me video. It's in the thing. Yeah, you got it? All right, we're just going to play a little bit of the beginning of that in a moment. But let me read the first paragraph here. Legislation intensifies fears about Obama's civilian national security force. The House passed a bill yesterday which includes disturbing language indicating young people will be forced to undertake mandatory national service programs as fears of about President Barack Obama's promised civilian national security force intensify. Now, if you listen to his fake State of the Union address, he actually said that the country was suffering because of all the high school dropouts. Are you on crack? That's not why the country's suffering. They're saying it's hurting the country. GEDs are no longer going to be a choice to leave high school. And then he wants you to be forced to go on to some kind of secondary education, which will be government run. You know, another bureaucracy. So this passes through and it sounds all cuddly and fuzzy bear, but it's known as the Generous, Invigorating Volunteerism and Education Act, known as the GIVE Act.
Well, what he's giving us is socialism, is no choice, no freedom. You know, I'm not trying to encourage people to leave high school, but that choice should still be there. You know, obviously I didn't drop out of high school. God, although sometimes I have nightmares that I wake up and I somehow got a loophole around graduating high school. I didn't really graduate and they want me to go back. It's a weird nightmare. But now it's like, hey, you don't graduate high school, not a choice. And you're going to have to be indoctrinated in some other state-run program or federally-run program. All right, let's play them at the House, this C-SPAN clip. Can we go to that?
The first reauthorization of the national and community service laws and programs since 1993. The legislation we are considering today includes all of the amendments approved last week by voice vote. It also includes a provision on background checks from the Republican motion to recommit. This bill is a bipartisan product. Speaker, the volunteer and community service programs, tens of millions of Americans, through volunteer and community service programs, tens of millions of Americans of different generations have become inspired to build stronger, more vibrant communities, to help children succeed in school and rebuild cities in times of disaster.
And the community.
In 2006, more than 61 million Americans gave back to their communities through service.
And now it'll be 290 million. All right, let's cut the clip. It's just unbelievable to me that people are falling for this. Well, most people say it doesn't exist or it's good things. It's going to be all about soup kitchens. But in reality, it says, hey, you're going to have to go on to some kind of secondary education, whether it be college or something else. You're going to have to graduate high school. And it Section 120 of the bill discusses youth engagement zone programs and states that service learning will be mandatory part of the curriculum in all of the secondary schools served by the local educational agency. Again, it's about setting up more bureaucracies. It's about treating people like idiots. Really. I mean, this is what's going to be like the next big thing. Oh, you won't go to college. You'll go to, it's kind of like, it'll probably be like a BOCES program. But they won't call it that. It'll have a new fun name. Let's see. Despite the denials that the Obama administration plans to institute a mandatory program of national service, his original change.gov website stated that Americans would be required to complete 50 hours of community service in middle school and high school, and 100 hours of community service in college every year. Really? So I've got to pay to go to college and do 100 hours of community service a year. Well, that sounds like a great program to me. Let me scoot, boot, and boogie right up there and sign in. 100? I mean, what did I do? Get caught drinking underage downtown? I mean, this is outlandish. In fact, a lot of my friends did get caught drinking downtown underage, or get caught, you know, in their dorm rooms, got busted for a little reefer madness, if you know what I'm saying. And you would get something like this, but the 100 hours? None of them got 100 hours. I mean, they usually get like 15 or 20 hours and have to do time at like the local Salvation Army. Or I think the Lord's Table's down there too. Yeah, actually, in my fraternity, went down to the Lord's Table a couple times, more than a couple times, and, you know, would serve food or whatever. It should be voluntary. I mean, come on, give me a break. And there they are. It's the best thing ever. Well, folks, martial law in Schenectady, New York, no big deal. Principal slamming kid on concrete, no big deal. And now, youth brigades. Yay, new service. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior taking your calls. PrisonPlanet.tv.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. March 19th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $949.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $976.66, $488.33 for the half ounce, and $244.16 for a quarter ounce. That's $976.66, $488.33, and $244.16.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11,110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
There is a war going on for your mind. Industry insiders slang test tube babies to corporate crackheads. They flash logos and blast ghettos. Their embroidered neckties say, stop snitching. Conscious rappers and whistleblowers get stitches made of acupuncture needles and marionette strings. There is a war going on for your mind. Professional wrestlers and vice presidents want you to believe them. The desert sky is their blue screen. They superimpose explosions. They shout at you. Pay no attention to the men behind the barbed curtain, nor the craters beneath the tree flags. Those hoods are there for your protection, and the meteors these days are the size of corpses. There is a war going on for your mind.
We are the insurgents.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. This March 19th, a lovely Thursday evening. I actually got to go check out Amy Allen over at, the Thirsty Nickel earlier today, and it was really, really cool. Before we take calls, I want to go to this segment from South by Southwest with Alex Jones that I think is edited quite well and pretty cool. It came off of IFC. And, check it out over at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hit it.
You have the dollar bill, and it has the all-seeing eye of Lucifer on the back, signifying world government. and the pyramidal power structure of compartmentalization, how the elite keep their minions in the dark about the great work or the larger plan to bring in a one-world government and then exterminate 80% of the world population and sacrifice to Lucifer, who they believe is God. They believe Jesus is Satan. Here we have a Apple iPhone, which is integrating with the computer. Everything you do will basically be tracked by this. And under the Telecommunications Act of 96, all of these are tracked in real time, all cell phones, and they can track you down to 3 feet of where you are, and then also off the history of your purchases and where you go and what you do, get a detailed psychological algorithm, and basically understand your greatest hopes and desires. So this is a new world order tracking system. Might as well have a chip in your arm. This is the integration into the Matrix system. Newspapers, a dinosaur, just like the Gutenberg printing press put the scribes out of business. This corporate propaganda that has kept people in the dark is now in deep, deep trouble. And the alternative media, bringing true diversity, is displacing it. So they're moving to try to block the internet with Internet 2 to shut down free speech. That will not work. That will fail. You cannot stop the signal. Tap water. Since the 50s, they've been putting sodium fluoride, that's just a catch-all term, over 200 chemicals in your water. It attacks the pineal gland and attacks every other organ in the body. All the mainstream government studies show that. This is forced medication of the American people, a toxic waste. And, of course, the chlorine only kills the bacteria. So you're drinking chlorine and dead bacteria when you drink tap water. It's forced medication. The Nazis first did it to people in forced labor camps. A candy bar. This is a serious drug, you know, hardcore corn syrup. It has come out in the Washington Post. Just Google. Half of corn syrup products have high levels of mercury in it. Very, very toxic. Most children that have behavioral problems is because they're eating unhealthy things like candy bars and sugar. And when the kids bounce off the walls, they then put them on Ritalin and other drugs to burn out their brains. Humans love teddy bears and other cuddly creatures because we're mammals and we actually love each other, and overall we're good creatures. It's just aberrant humans engage in tyranny because they're basically malfunctioning and have serious mental problems. But anybody who doesn't love cute little cuddly teddy bears has a serious problem, because this is an archetypal symbol of children and babies and love and being maternal. So this is kind of, you could say this is kind of the Gaia side of the yin-yang male-female.
Have it. There you have it, folks. There is Alex Jones and Everyday Conspiracies with Alex Jones. I rather enjoyed that little piece. All right, before we go to break and we start taking callers in the next segment, Dodd blames Obama administration for bonus amendment. See, he's now trying to shift the blame, but Dodd admits that he did know about the law where everybody was going to be able to keep a bonus or get a bonus. And AIG is just not it's the tip of the iceberg, folks. They liquidated billions of dollars. And I mean, come on. Oh, Geithner says, I should have known about bonus problems sooner. They never know about the loopholes. They never know about the problems. Somehow Alex Jones knows about them as soon as they happen and reports on them. But these guys, you know, who are, you know, Dodds, I believe he's a senator. He might be Congress, but let me see. Connecticut Democrat, is he committee chairman? It doesn't say whether he's a, I think it's Senator Dodd. I'm pretty sure he's a senator. So, you know, Dodd, I didn't know. Oh, I did know, but it's the Obama administration's fault. Now Geithner's like, oh, I should have known about the problems sooner. Well, come on. We all knew that you set it up so they could steal as much money as possible. Let's be real. We're going to get into that open letter from Baldwin, Paul, and Barr sent to Missouri officials in response to that MIAC report we've been talking about. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. We'll be back after this. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Are you tired of searching for Crick Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. Ecoloblue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble.
All right,
so
folks,
hard.
We're back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. We're going to go to your calls. Let's jump to Andrew in Wisconsin. Andrew, what's on your mind?
Hey, how's it going today?
Good.
All right, well, hey, I appreciate you a whole lot. I'm actually a minister, and I'm pushing 40 years old, and I've been knowing the truth for a long time, and it's very irritating that so many people that are church-type people, you know, they're so clueless as to what's going on. But one of the outreaches I have a bunch of websites, and I just started what I call Republic Email.
Mm-hmm.
So people can go to republicemail.com, and then I have it set up just like my other email service, Moral Email. People have to contact me about signing up for an account to prevent spam and stuff. But anyways, I thought I'd just get the word out, and it's a really cool service, and I have advertisement, Republic and Moral type advertisement that I'm going to have on the service, but it's just mainly just a be a blessing to people. I'm not trying to make money off of people. So if anybody wants to advertise and they don't have any money, then that's fine.
All right, cool, so man. I thank you for the call, man. Yeah, you know, especially with, you know, Baldwin and Ron Paul and Barr sending out this letter in opposition to the MIAC report, obviously, I'm pretty sure one of my uncles, who's a pretty hardcore Christian, and pretty in the know as well, when I went down to, where was it? I went down to the fam for, what was it, Thanksgiving? And he was talking about who he voted for president. I'm pretty sure he voted for Chuck Baldwin, although he wouldn't tell me. And now's the time to get this information out there. I mean, Baldwin just sent this letter out to Missouri officials in opposition to this MIAC report. All right, let's go to James in Massachusetts. James, what's poppin'?
Oh, not much. I voted for Baldwin, too, Bud Gumphrey.
All right.
Now, listen, I'm not too many short cops from the Schenectady area in New York there.
Yeah, no, I know Massachusetts is red. I'm from upstate New York, so you're probably only like two and a half hours away.
I'll bet you less than that. I kind of gather you're from down around Hudson-Rhinebeck area.
Actually, I grew up in Dutchess County until I was about 12, and then I moved up to, which county is that? Montgomery County. I'm actually only, when I moved to Montgomery County, we're only like 30 miles from Schenectady. Like I said, I was driving around Schenectady, you know, right before I came out to Texas.
Yeah, well, let's see, two things. I think they dropped their drawers when they put that news release out.
Mm-hmm. I'm
trying to find the page. In it, they say, using military, here we are right here.
Mm-hmm.
It may be that as a stopgap measure that you could need military forces, dash, state police, National Guard. Now, you know how Alex is always talking about the nationalization or federalization of the police?
Yeah.
That kind of says it right there.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you look at this, I can't even believe it. I mean, look, just to say that our police force is so corrupt that we have to bring in the National Guard to do their work, what do you think, that the National Guard isn't going to be as corrupt when you give them the same duties? I mean, obviously there are corrupt police, there are corrupt officials out there. They need to be prosecuted and taken out of that position. What's so hard about it? That doesn't mean stop the police force. It's absolutely ludicrous. I thank you for the call, James. Let's go to Dan in Florida. Dan, what's on your mind?
Just a couple around here.
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah, just a couple quick things real quick. First of all, this is actually kind of an old thing, but way back in the day, I think it was at least over a year ago, Alex was actually on the air with somebody, I forget who he was actually on with,
mm-hmm.
but he had mentioned that there was some sort of scientific study done that basically proved and shown that when you play video games and things like that,
uh-huh.
like you go into like an oxygen deprivation state.
Yeah, your heart slows and you get like drawn into the screen. Anytime you, I mean, even like watching a movie when you suspend disbelief and you try to like take in the fantasy, absolutely. I mean, right now I'm talking, we're talking, our heart's going, you know, pretty much probably about 60, 70 beats a minute. When you're sitting down watching this stuff and you're in a relaxed state, it's almost like you're about to go to sleep. You know what I mean? You're so focused on the screen, your heartbeat slows down a little bit. Oxygen doesn't get to the brain as well. I mean, I don't know if that's necessarily a bad thing, like the worst thing ever. I mean, obviously playing some of these games out there, it can't be healthy for you.
Right. Well, now he was talking about how you can actually go into, you know, he specifically said like an oxygen deprived state.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering if you guys had like a link possibly to that study or something like that. I mean, do you guys know where that's
at? I mean, if you can check the InfoWars archives. I know that's a real bitch to go through sometimes. You know,
oh, man, that'd be challenging to find.
I know. It's really tough. You know what? Get at me on MySpace, and I'll run a Google search for you tomorrow and see if I can find something. Yep.
Gotcha. Just also, one more thing. I was just wondering, have you ever heard of those games? I don't know if you play video games, do you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Have you played the Metal Gear Solid games, dude?
Yep. Snake and all that other stuff, that's all New World Order.
Yeah,
and
no,
Snake
it is.
Snake's actually for those who don't know, Snake is like a Black Ops guy, and it goes through just this whole storyline, a very long storyline where people age, I think, 20 to 30 years. And it's all about, you know, the guys at the top in the military and the corporations consolidating power and taking stuff over. I mean, they use the term New World Order, right? I mean, I've seen a couple of the videos, people post them on there. And I think I have the Twin Snakes. That's the one that I played. But yeah, Metal Gear Solid's one of those games that's pretty open about it.
Yeah, that's actually, I want to give you a heads up here. That's actually a recreation of the original Metal Gear Solid game, which was originally for the PlayStation, the original PlayStation.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yep.
The Twin Snakes is actually not that good by comparison to the original. The original is absolutely phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
There was three after that, and the actual closing game just came out a little while back.
No, Dylan, one of the other Loose Change guys, was huge into that, and I saw some of those movie screens.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. The conclusion, I'm not going to say everything, but basically the conclusion is that, like, the Illuminati, which they call the Patriots in this game,
mm-hmm.
Metal Gear Solid 4, is talking about how they're, like, artificial intelligences and stuff like that, so it gets pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, and for those who actually don't know about that game and stuff like that, the guy's name is, like, Solid Snake, and he's, like, a clone of this really Black Ops project and things like that.
Yeah, he's the super soldier.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like genetic enhancement and things like that. They actually made, like, massive armies of, you know, all these genetically engineered people. mm-hmm. making him super strong and things like that. And he was like a prototype, basically. And he has a brother named Liquid Snake. So in the first game, you guys are kind of duking it out between those two people.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, obviously Solid Snake gets tricked into going for the, what does he do? He goes and, like, accidentally, you know, starts the nuclear launch or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. It's been a while. Hey, man, I thank you for the call. We're going to jump to another caller. Definitely some interesting stuff there, though. Video games, that's not the only one. There's Deus Ex or Deus Ex. I don't know how you actually pronounce it, but that one actually even goes deeper into the Illuminati. Even the last Doom that came out, I think it was on Xbox. There hasn't been a Doom since that, Doom 3 or whatever. You know, it's all about, like, these scientists, and I think they specifically talk about the New World Order several times as well. It's a, you know, Resident Evil. You look at that. I mean, geez. All right, let's go to Josh in Jersey. Josh, what's popping?
What's going on, Jason? Hey, man, have you checked out Obama, you know, like, giving speeches in L.A. and California, trying to tell people everything's going to be all right?
No, you know what? I know that he's out there because really what I've been focusing on and looking into is that they've been making a big deal about his Jay Leno performance tonight. And to me, you know, Leno, not only a huge supporter on the way in, doesn't challenge the guy. This has really been the first administration in a long time that's gotten a pass from the late night TV shows. And they're making a big deal because it's the first time a sitting president has done the Tonight Show.
Right. And it's a shame that they're taking away attention from the real issues, which is that the Fed... They're just printed $1 trillion, and you know, like basically, this is like a do or die situation for our economy. And I think Obama's doing all this publicity, little publicity tour he's doing to distract from that. You know?
Yeah. Well, actually, the headline was $1 trillion, but when you looked and read the article, it said $850 billion to $1.4 trillion. So there's no real decision on that. And then you read deeper into the article, and they said in a couple months they're probably going to print another $1 trillion up as well.
I think that's totally going to destroy our dollar.
Well, that's what it's trying to do. Listen, this is how it's going to work, okay? They're slowly killing the dollar by pumping in one more trillion, right? Debasing the currency there. Then the IMF is openly announcing, it's right here, if you're watching PrisonPlanet.tv, that they're going to start printing a global super currency. And guess what? Me and you, we don't get any of that global super currency. The powers that be that are helping to orchestrate the collapse of this dollar, they get the global supercurrency. And they take the dollar and they buy up what they can with it as they're stealing that as well. And then when the dollar collapses, they own all the infrastructure and they also have this global supercurrency so they can buy up whatever infrastructure they weren't already able to take over. And then if you don't want to sell it to them, well, hey, we might declare martial law in Schenectady because the police force is corrupt. You know, it's just absolutely crazy. I thank you for the call, my man. Let's jump to Brian in New York. Brian, how you doing?
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hey, I was just listening to all the conversation, but yeah, I'm just like 90 miles away from Schenectady.
Mm-hmm.
And so what do you think this is?
I think this is a federal program. There is no way that the mayor can be so naive to say, you know what, we've got some corrupt cops. And by this article, it says 5 corrupt cops. I mean, Schenectady ain't huge, but it has more than 5 cops. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's probably, I would say that the Schenectady police force has somewhere between 50 and 100 officers. I would think that that's probably around that kind of a number for around that county, right? That's probably correct.
Why wouldn't they come up with a bigger number? I mean, why are they being so,
That's a good question. But just to say that 5 dirty cops and some of them drunk driving, I mean, you know, cops get caught for drunk driving all the time. Let's be honest.
Right.
You know? So I think that what is happening is, first of all, Schenectady isn't that far away from, New York City. It's about, you know, it's about a 2.5-3 hour drive, depending, you know, what highways you take or back roads. And it's close enough to New York City where if they were to implement it, it would be an ease of transition process. It's very close to Albany. We're talking 10 or 15 miles. That's the capital, an ease of transition process. And
it's like indoctrination process.
Yes, it's incrementalization. Like, all right, so you're going to the capital, and you live, you know, on the other side of Schenectady, and all of a sudden you're driving through, you don't see police officers anymore, and now it's, you know, military who are pulling people over, and they're not even pulling people over anymore. They're just running checkpoints, you know, and it's, oh, but it's keeping crime will go down. They'll pump it up in the media. Wow, well, this is working, you know, and maybe we should be doing this.
It's all insulting that they go with just 5 officers.
It's pretty ludicrous. You know, I called my friends and family, like I said on the show, and my one friend, Matt, he's a school teacher, immediately knew what I was talking about. He's like, yeah, man, it's on the local news. He's like, well, what's the story? What are they saying? you know, why are they saying they're doing it? And I told him it was because of five cops. And he was just like, are you kidding me? And I'm like, man, I wish I was making it up.
Well, you know.
Yeah, it's pretty lame. I'm with you, Brian. I thank you for the call. All right, let's go to Linda in California. Linda, what's on your mind?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I called last night, you know, and I probably came across really funky. Listen, dude, you are doing a rocking job, okay?
It's just
your personality. I'm like the female version of Alex. I get like really hyper excited. I'm like, are you kidding me? You know, just really crazy. And so, but your real cool attitude, dude, you rock. You've got a great way of explaining. Hey, listen, did you find out anything about the validity or lack of regarding this Nasara?
I did. And yeah, I know you didn't send me any links, but I went and I downloaded the 88-page PDF file, which was the actual document. I went to the website trying to describe whatever, you know, they were doing. But I got to tell you, off the bat, when I went to the homepage and they said that it was passed in secret under Navy SEALs, and then I read up some other articles in 2004, and they said, you know, all these people had to sign disclosure agreements, I wouldn't bet on it. You know, I talked to Alex about it briefly today, and he said it was all fake as well. I mean, do I know that it's all fake? No. I mean, on its face, when you read that document, now I can't say I read all 88 pages. Obviously, I had stuff to do today, but it does look like a sensible economic reform. But then you keep reading it, and it seems like it's way too good to be true. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
It's absolutely too good to be true, and I feel like people are going to be suckered into it. It doesn't look like reality to me. I wouldn't get on it. I mean, if that first of all, the bill doesn't even have a number. You know what I mean? And obviously, you know, if it was a non-disclosure agreement, it wouldn't have a number or that sort of thing, but it wouldn't have leaked either. So I got to tell you, I don't think it's legitimate. You know, if anything comes to light where it is legitimate, I'll be the first one to talk about it. But again, I downloaded the file. I went to the website. It looks like a scam.
Thank you. Hey, thank you for one more quickie while I got you, because you've got really great insight. I wanted to ask you, if you were, this is kind of like the position. It's like I live in Southern California. The house is paid off. No debt. No car pay. I mean, I'm just like really blessed and been a good steward, you know, with what God's given me. And with, you know, I bought, you know, a little bit of gold and silver from Midas. And you know, I've never really been able to have the guy explain to me. So exactly what happens? So the dollar crashes and all I have is, you know, like some coins and stuff. How does somebody, you know, I've got a little small bit of income. Does anybody kind of know what are we going to do to survive? So I've got the coins, and what if I have to
How do you use it, right?
Yeah.
How do you use what you got? All right. Well, first of all, I would say for larger things, it's always good to have gold, because those, you know, you got an ounce of gold, it's pretty much a $1,000 piece. No matter where gold is at, whether it's at like 9-10 or it's at, you know, 840, you go on eBay, you can't find it for less than $100 plus shipping. However, silver, even though that's down to, it usually ranges somewhere between $12 and $15. An ounce still sells for $20. Now, when they crash the dollar out, other countries' economies might not necessarily go down right away. And I think that they're going to especially keep the support of the euro, because it promotes world government. Now, whether you'll have to do some kind of an online exchange where you'll be able to get euros for your money, or, you know, you'll be able to get across a border or be able to travel with your coins, and, you know, instead of, you know, trading them, you know, obviously you're not an organic farmer, you don't have food to offer, the next best thing might be silver, because it still has monetary value somewhere, you know, to get out of the country. It seems like it's a good backup, and it's something you can carry around with you to barter and trade with to survive. So, you know, maybe your neighbor is a farmer, but they don't have any kind of money and they need medicine. And, you know, perhaps, you know, the pharmacist or whoever, you know, is not in on the system yet, so they'll take your silver and gold. So it's basically a barter and trade system. Like I said, gold and silver have always retained value throughout history, no matter who was in power. So it's a smart idea to have, and it's always good to have the smaller coins of denomination for littler things. But to hold your wealth, to keep your wealth after a crisis like this, when they do bring in another monetary system, that will still retain value, and you'll actually have the majority of your savings if you can keep your gold. Thank you for the call, Linda. Let's jump to Daniel in California. Daniel, what's poppin'?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man.
I just wanted to bring up real quick, I've never seen anywhere written or posted about the way George Bush has been recently looking, especially before he left office shortly, at one of his meetings that he did at the business conference and a couple other places. If you look real close during the meeting, you could actually see him doing that jaw swinging that methamphetamine addicts usually do. And upon closer inspection of his eyes, the pupils were pretty big.
Hey, man, all I can say is it's pretty well known that Bush had a little problem with the nose candy back in the day. He had a little problem with the boozing back in the day. In fact, if you watch Journeys with George, which is all about, you know, his campaign trail in 2000, you know, he's drinking Bucklers on the back of the bus.
I missed that.
Yeah, I mean, he's drinking Bucklers. For anybody who doesn't know what a Buckler is, it's an NA, a non-alcoholic brew. Can't be tasty, but the man needed a Buckler. He's like, nothing like a Buckler after a long day of talking. I mean, is it possible? You bet it's possible. I thank you for call, Dan. We're going to keep taking your calls. It's 866-582-9933. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv.
The new world order beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Guaranteed.com.
Well, come on, all of you big strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. Got himself in a terrible jam way down yonder in Vietnam. Put down your books and pick up a gun. We're gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's 1, 2, 3. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7. Open up the pearly gates. Well, there ain't no time to wonder why.
We all gonna wanna die. All right, folks. We are back. It's the Info Warrior, bottom of the first hour. Almost 3 weeks down. Think about it. 3 weeks down. 49 to go, fellas. Only 49 more weeks, and we'll have a full year of the Info Warrior. I see my board guy smiling at me like, no, we won't. You'll be gone before then. Don't you worry, brother. You're out of here. You do a piss poor radio show, Burma. Seriously, we can't wait until this is over with. All right, let's keep taking your callers. Let's go to for the Ecola Blue. Do you happen to know? I don't know. I don't know who we're gonna go to. Let's go to Anthony. All right, Anthony, what's popping?
Hey, Jason.
Yes.
I just wanted to say that you're doing a great job, man.
Oh, thanks,
man. I really enjoy the radio show at night as well as when you fill in for Alex. It's awesome. I have waken up so many people through your movies, through Alex's movies, and it's just, it's absolutely incredible to say, you know, almost at first, you know, when I first watched Endgame, I felt like, you know, defeatist.
Mm-hmm.
But then I spread it out, and it's like, oh, well, other people agree with this.
Yeah, other people after they, first of all, you know, Endgame is a good eye-opener for somebody who has no idea what's going on, because it is a little longer, and it can keep people's interest if they have no idea about the North American Union, don't know about the Council on Foreign Relations, don't understand what the New World Order is. It's a very good introduction to that, and especially to eugenics. I mean, when you're watching people at news programs telling you how healthy mercury is for your children and how there are bad gene pools out there, you know, it gets your attention.
Well, certainly. And there's people that on all sides of the political spectrum that I've woken folks up to, you know, whether, you know, I got friends that are quote-unquote liberal that live in Chapel Hill or San Francisco, and I got, you know, conservative Republicans. It doesn't matter. People see that rights are endangered, and the MIAC report that I put out to friends really woke up a lot of people as well, too. I think that we're, at least there's some progress and some sort of hope within this situation. It's not a foregone conclusion.
I'm with you. There you go. It is not a foregone conclusion, Anthony. I thank you for the call. Absolutely not, okay? We are having a great effect. Right now, the Obama deception is going viral. It's all over the place. We booked Patrice O'Neill for Alex Jones's program. I think we're going to have him on ours as well. But, you know, comedian from Best Week Ever brings it to the Opie and Anthony show. They talk about it for an entire hour. And, you know, as opposed they are to 9/11 truth, they were a lot more open to this information. All right, let's go to Scott in Seattle. Scott, what's on your mind?
Yes, I wanted to talk. I had a couple of points that I wanted to bring up with this issue about the terrorist list for people that support third parties, the thing that's in Missouri.
MIAC report.
The MIAC report.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm not so much, the first point that I wanted to make, and I'm not so trying to make so much of it out of a racial issue as far as that is concerned, because I don't think that that should be going on with anybody, but I hope conservatives and I hope white people understand what black people have been talking about for many years as far as this race.
Did we lose him?
Because, you know, this whole thing is ridiculous to begin with, whether you support a third party or whoever it is. No, you shouldn't be doing that.
And no, I'm with you, absolutely. And they try to demonize people that would, you know, support the Constitution, support the Bill of Rights as racists, as murderers, as terrorists. We'll come back to you on the other side, Scott. The call in line is 866-582-9933. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, PrisonPlanet.tv, TheInfoWarrior.com.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
You're listening to GCN.
never remorse for you. No letters endorsing you. Pole position in the coffin is what it's costing you. The caucus bosses who control the fortunes through the mortgages of a culture with losses through and through.
But it's the rebel arms.
Godspeed with devil's charm. The shit made get switch blades in every arm. And this way we ex-nay on any harm. Cause snakes play and fakes lay like hidden bombs. We march in unison. The soul is true within eternal missions with just
a lifetime to do it in. All right, folks, we're back. And, you know, at least Chuck Baldwin has sent a letter out to Missouri officials expressing his displeasure with this MIAC strategic report that goes out really nationally. You know, this is integrated into public and private organizations throughout the country. And it is rather disgusting that they are trying to, again, demonize people who would speak out against the North American Union, who are against the RFID chip, who talk about the New World Order in a derogatory manner, who display bumper stickers of American flags on their car. And then they tried to say, we never said bumper stickers. Here it is right here. Anti-government propaganda. Militia members commonly display picture, cartoons, bumper stickers containing anti-government rhetoric. Most of this material will depict the Federal Reserve System, IRS, FBI, ATF, CIA, UN, law enforcement, and the quote-unquote New World Order in a derogatory manner. Additionally, racial, anti-immigration and anti-abortion material may be displayed by militia members. It's absolute insanity, my friend. Don't you think, Scott? Do we still have Scott?
It is.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I'm still here. Yeah, I think that it is, but, you know, the first, ending up the first point I was going to make, I just hope that white people now understand what that feels like to be targeted, because it seems to be that there was this consensus that, you know, if you were profiled, you must deserve it, or you fit the image of some criminal and we have to do this. Well, you know, I hope they understand now what that feels like.
Well, I don't think they're going to get it, man. I mean, honestly, if they're status quo, if they're middle class, if they're not getting it, I don't think on the white end they're going to get it, man. Listen, they've been trying to demonize the militia and that type of quote-unquote white person since they tried to frame, you know, Timothy McVeigh up as the only bomber at Oklahoma City. Meanwhile, that is a complete and total black op.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And Waco, the same exact thing. I mean, yeah, am I behind what David Koresh and his followers, you know, were worshiping or studying? Not really. But was I in favor of the fact that, you know, he had guns legally? That's fine. I'm not in favor of the fact that they went in, shot people, and then they killed all those women and children and said that Koresh had them down in the basement sacrificing themselves because they thought all hope was lost. No, they tried to run out and they were gunned down by the ATF with these. I mean, you can watch it on Waco Rules of Engagement. So I don't know if that is going to be a waking point. I thank you for the call, Lenny. I mean, if they're not waking up to the fact that the guy literally passed mandatory civilian service at a high school today. You have to, I mean, it went through the GIVE, the G-I-V-E Act. Giving. Giving you no choice. Giving you mandatory brainwashing. Giving you it all. Obama and the administration from heaven. I mean, it's unreal to me. And that passed today. The GIVE Act. You get out of high school, you got to do some kind of secondary whatever. So now you can't leave high school and you have to, you know, join an Obama brigade or, you know, do, what was it? They said 50 hours of service in high school, 100 in college. So even if you go on to college, you still have to do 100 hours of community service. What is, it's forced servitude. It's indentured servitude. It's slaves. We're a serf class. They are coming out and saying it right now. All right, let's go to DL in Texas. The call line is 866-582-9933. Go ahead, DL.
Hi, Jason. It's BL in East Texas. Kudos on Fabled Enemies and the new show.
Oh, thank you, man.
Yeah, I'm wondering if you've seen the Time Magazine article about gold?
No.
Is gold really the safest investment by REJ Officer, who has a master's degree in science, financial mathematics?
Oh, he's saying don't invest in gold. We're going to come back to you on the other side. Of course, they're going to try to scare people away from the precious metals market. Number one, they want to hoard it for themselves. Number two, they don't want you to be self-sufficient. Number three, they don't want you to have any wealth after they blow out the dollar whatsoever. They want you to come beg for the FEMA camps. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging.
Yeah.
He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real Social Security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credits, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-605-4229 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-605-4229. That's 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt-cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, and BL, what you're telling me is that they're basically writing up a big article over in Time Magazine to try to dissuade people from buying gold.
Well, it's unbelievable. Let me quote you just a little piece here. There is no theoretical rationale why anyone should even want to invest in it. Gold has value only because we believe it is valuable. It is a collective hallucination.
No, that's the fiat currency is a collective hallucination. Gold has been something that is valued for, thousands of years, since the dawn of man. You know, ever since we've had a trade and barter system, gold and other precious metals have been worth something. You know what I mean? And they have consistently gone up in value. It's outlandish to me, man. If you could, email that to Aaron and RobD at Infowars.com. Have you?
Actually, it torqued me off so bad, I wrote an op-ed piece in rebuttal, and I sent it in. So it's somewhere in the enormous inbox.
All right, well, we'll check it out. I thank you for the call. We're going to keep going to your calls in the next segment, Rasheem, Matthew, and others. But first, I want to play this Alex Jones, Obama Deception, Call to Action. He filmed this probably a week and a half ago, and really just lays it down for the average guy. So, Alex Jones's call to action. Let's hit it.
I have produced and directed the Obama deception because I spent 8 years exposing George Bush as the criminal that he is. The war criminal, the person that butchered the the entire Bill of Rights and Constitution and launched all these illegal wars and lied about WMDs and destroyed the name of my beloved country, the United States, worldwide. And after those 8 years of studying what was happening in this nation, I knew that Barack Obama had the same advisors, the same elite, the same big Wall Street banks behind him. I saw him during the campaign already flip-flopping on everything he promised to do previously. And then after he got elected, just in those few months before he was sworn in, he began to announce more trips for the Middle East and Central Asia and more secret arrests. And he was going to expand NAFTA and GATT when he promised to get rid of that, let's deindustrialize this country. And so I began feverishly doing more research on Obama and making this film. We cover this guy's lies, how he's betrayed the people, how he's a Trojan horse. But more importantly, we get into his agenda and what he's really setting up. He is abolishing the Bill of Rights and Constitution to a level even greater than George Bush. He is bringing in a new world order and announcing that the private central banks that engineered the economic collapse are going to have a new bank of the world that we pay our carbon taxes to. And then all our cars are going to have satellite tracker boxes in them, taxing us by the mile. And we're going to have youth brigades and a new domestic draft, and that they're going to use the army on the streets of the United States. And they're really unveiling martial law. And everything Bush set up that we were covering in horror is now being unveiled with the smiley, handsome, articulate face of Barack Obama. And that's what makes him so dangerous. The elite have bet everything they've got on Obama. They have been counting on him to suppress worldwide revolution against the globalist agenda. And so it's a crude parlor trick. You know, they have just come in and put a black face, as KRS-One and others have said, on the New World Order. So we're desperately trying to break that spell and let the people know they've been betrayed. We know that the public will finally wake up to the fact that they've been suckered and scammed. But we don't want them to wake up too late. We want them to wake up now that Barack Obama is George Bush and Bill Clinton and George Bush Sr. on steroids, and the Obama deception proves it, and that's why it's so important. But it's up to the people out there watching to make this film big. We're going to have it for free on the internet. It'll be in high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. You can burn DivX copies directly from our servers, pass it out to everybody. They can buy the high quality DVD at Infowars.com. If people are going to share it, we recommend they do that so it's in higher quality. This film covers his lies, his real agenda, who controls him. It shows how the banks have destroyed the economy worldwide by design from their own documents. This film is powerful. We do know he lied about keeping troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. We do know he lied about warrantless wiretapping. We do know he lied about shutting down camps. We do know that he lied about getting rid of NAFTA and GATT is now expanding. And so this film is about Obama being a puppet, who he works for, and then we get past the puppet to the real agenda of his controllers, which is a one-world government. I mean, they have bankrupted everything by design. This film details how they bankrupted the world economy, how they control the currencies of the planet, and how the bankers want to destroy the economy so they can buy everything up for pennies on the dollar. That's why the Obama deception is so important. We've had this seamless transfer of power from George W. Bush to Barack Obama, like they're relay runners. George Bush rounds up perfectly and hands off the baton, and Obama, the superstar, grabs it, and he's now sprinting towards the goal to bring in the New World Order, to bring in the global tyranny, and the public's cheering him. They believe he's going to defeat the elite, the evil corporations. He's been billed as this socialist who's going to give all this money to the people. Meanwhile, it's $9.7 trillion to foreign offshore banks and a few hundred billion to the people, giving the dog a bone, bringing in more federal control. We've got to desperately stop him and the globalists before they get to the finish line. We've got a good chance of doing that because the globalist agenda is unpopular with the left wing, the right wing. It's unpopular all over the globe. Massive resistance to the globalist agenda has been rising everywhere.
All right, we are back. That's a call to action from Alex Jones live over at PrisonPlanet.tv. Let's keep taking your calls. Let's go to Rasheem in New York. Rasheem, what's on your mind?
Jason, what's good, man?
Not much, man. You know, I'm not really happy about this, martial law in Schenectady. I mean, I think it's rather disturbing. I think it's sick. I mean, Schenectady is the last place that I would think that they would be declaring martial law first and foremost in this country.
Absolutely. You know, as a New Yorker, we know how that stuff goes.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You see it a lot. You're a lot more acclimated when you're in Manhattan, when, yep. you know, you're, you know, when you're in the subway system and you see a bunch of guys, or you're down, you know, by Wall Street and you see, you know, a bunch of, they're not even military guys in some instances. They're just, you know, cops in the full black uniform with the semi-autos. You're just used to it. You know what I mean? But now for the National Guard to be in upstate New York acting as the police, I mean, it's a whole nother level.
I mean, people are not going to wake up no matter how you look at it. But the reason I called is because I'm a little upset about that Glenn Beck piece that he did on the pamphlet that you guys got from Missouri. Now, people seem to believe that Glenn Beck is on the Patriot side. That video should let people know that he's a sham.
Oh, he's absolutely a sham. Well, he talked about, you know, he acted all sincere. Oh, those troops shouldn't have been in Alabama. We need to, you know, uphold posse comitatus. But then, you know, he doesn't want to talk about how, you know, this MIAC report specifically goes after people who are pro-Constitution, pro-Campaign for Liberty, pro-Bill of Rights, support Ron Paul, support Chuck Baldwin, support Bob Barr. And, I mean, they literally, time and time again, associate people like that with militant racists.
And what's even more frustrating is, you know, he has this comedian up there, right? But then he asks him, do you believe in a new world order? And the guy's like, no, I don't. And I'm like, wait a minute. Didn't Kissinger back in January write a newsletter in the International Herald about how there was a good chance to get a new world order? I mean, what's wrong with these people?
I mean, I've been reading documents all week, one from the vice chairman of Rothschild back in November 10th, 2008, saying that, you know, we needed to all pay carbon taxes and we needed to globally regulate this, and this would be a good opportunity to bring in the new world order. It's their term for it.
People will deny. I mean, it's so frustrating to see people deny. I mean, gosh, I mean, I wanted to just smack people in the head because they just don't understand. It's right in your face.
Listen, man, launch the info bombs and hit them with that. And if they still remain duh, you know, you just got to keep doing it. And maybe they'll put down the iPhone or, you know, stop watching the sports. I know, guys, it's March Madness. I understand. The bracket is fun. It was great to watch Obama fill it out on ESPN. He's a very lovely fellow. Yes, he's very PR savvy. But guess what? No matter who wins the bracket, that's not going to secure your constitutional rights. That's not going to secure your savings for your kid. That's not going to secure your home for the next 20 years. The only one that's going to do that is you standing up and saying, no, we're not going to go along with this. We are going to take back this country. We are pro-sovereignty. We are pro-Bill of Rights. We are pro-Constitution. And then, again, Campaign for Liberty is there for a reason. It's so that you can get involved in the government again, for and by the people. I thank you for the call, man. You know, you want to do something, you can. That's the point. All right, let's go to Bob in Florida. Bob, what's up?
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
The reason I call, I'm new to the show, so I'm not really familiar with it, what your subject matter usually is.
Mm-hmm.
But, pardon me?
No, just say go ahead, yeah.
Okay. But what I was wanting to do is kind of toss up in the air the possibility as to whether or not anybody believes, like me, that the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL might be behind this Missouri police bulletin.
Well, it's a big possibility. I mean, if you look at the ADL, we had a caller call in, a guy named Doug Millar, and he works with a man named Ted Gunderson. Ted Gunderson was the former head of the L.A. FBI office, like the largest field office in the country, and now he has been put on the ADL's watch list, along with Joseph Bannister, who is basically an ex-IRS agent who challenged them and said, hey, show me the law. They couldn't show him the law. He resigned. He then beat the IRS. That was featured in the film America, Freedom to Fascism by Aaron Russo. And in this document, it actually says that, you know, people who hand out America, Freedom to Fascism or Zeitgeist are, again, terrorists.
Don't they, don't both those organizations send out representatives to the police departments around the country and offer to give them free advice? They send them memos about what to watch for, just like this one that went to Missouri. What I'm thinking is that Missouri isn't the only one.
Oh, well, it says right in the document it's not. It says right in the document that this, although this is a Missouri document, it's going around throughout the country, not only to police officers, but it's going to public and private organizations. And remember, this is the unclassified version, and this is the law enforcement sensitive version. I'm sure there is a classified version that is for, military analysts and security officials. I mean, I, you know, I, download the entire document, read it from page to page. It's not that long. It really breaks it down what this is, who it's for, and it is. This is a national program. We'll be back after this. I thank you for the call. It's the Info Warrior, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. We're going to go back to your calls in just a moment, but I still have a stack of news that I haven't gone over, and I really thought that this was an interesting story. It kind of shows you how things work, and hopefully we'll punch this up for PrisonPlanet.tv members. Undercover Putin and KGB Reagan ruse. A picture has emerged apparently showing Russia's Prime Minister, Vladimir Putin, in his former days as a KGB officer. And he doesn't look like a Secret Service guy. What they do is they stage, you know, he's a tourist, and they're staging a photo op with Reagan and a young boy. Meanwhile, Putin sits back, and he's got his, it's funny because he's got his pants like hiked up to his belly button. He looks like a, you know, a regular goofy, you know, tourist guy. And in fact, he would break your neck in about 2.2 seconds if you gave him the opportunity. Look at him the wrong way. Look at the pipes on that guy. Once you know he's a Secret Service agent and you're looking at the gun show, I mean, he's ready to strangle you like a bear. Oh my God. Paul's asking me if Putin's known as being a tough guy. Listen, Putin's about as cutthroat as it gets, and everybody knows it. You know, he came up as just a KGB guy, and now he heads up Russia. Well, or what's left of Russia. You know what I mean? He is bad news. I've read some things where supposedly he was involved in those FSB bombings. Yeah, there he is as an old man, still ready to kick my bonanza. Get the fishing picture. Get the sexy Putin fishing picture. I mean, this guy, I'm telling you, listen, if there was a battle royale of all world leaders, I mean, the other, like, top 10 dudes better think about shanking him first, because otherwise he's definitely last man standing. There it is. Hey, dude, I wouldn't be messing with him. I think he's almost 60 years old. That man will rip your neck out. All right. So, you know, it again shows how things work, how they set up, you know, all this fake, you know, propaganda, these photo ops. That's enough of that. That's enough of that, guys. All right, let's keep going to your calls. Let's jump to John. Wait, actually, no, we'll go to Matthew in Texas first. He's next on the list. Matthew, what's on your mind, man?
What's up, Jason? This is Matt in San Antonio. We are Change San Antonio, Matthew Medina.
Oh, killer.
What's up, man? Hey, I was going to tell you this Saturday in Austin, there's this million musician march going on.
I saw a flyer. Someone sent me something on MySpace. It had the dude in the psychedelic colors or whatever.
Yeah, that's it. So we're going to be out there. We Are Change will be representing. And also, I wanted to mention to you, dude, this new Tom Clancy game called Hawks.
Okay.
I mean, the story's pretty killer, man. It's about these private military companies.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, it's in 2012. And the U.S. and other nations have dropped their militaries and instead are using private militaries.
Oh,
and in this
that sounds like a good
story,
idea. Go ahead.
This particular story, the PMC for mm-hmm. or that's operating in the U.S. actually decides to turn around and try to take the U.S. out. And that's what the story's revolving around.
Interesting. Interesting. Well, you know what? They are already using private forces as the military, only in other nations. I mean, that's what Blackwater is all about. I mean, come on. You know, that's the next step. That's what they want. They're really just trying to amalgamate all armed forces against the people. That's what this New World Order is. You know, when they don't have an army to fight or a nation to fight or an idea to fight, like drugs or terrorism, it's only us. So I thank you for the call, Matthew. I'll definitely check out what's going on Saturday. Maybe I can make it. Maybe I can't. I'm pretty busy, but, you know, weekends are a little more open for myself. All right, let's go to John in Canada. John, what's up, man?
How's it going this week?
Good, man.
Yeah, it's good. I'm not going to drill you on any trivial questions that you've probably been hammered for already regarding Canada. But I don't know if... I'm sorry I had to bring it up. Okay?
It's all right. Hey, I'm a dumb American. I know it. Go for
no,
it, man.
Americans are awesome people. I got enough relatives down there.
Oh, cool.
And anyway, just a little recap on what's happening with this gun control bill.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like they're backpedaling already on it.
Okay. Well, that's a positive thing, correct?
No, because they were going to abolish the registry.
Oh.
And there was other things in it that was written into it regarding, like, if you have a handgun, for example, you want to go to the range.
Okay.
You got to call up a central office, and you got to ask for permission, and they give you a piece of paper, fax it to you, saying you can do that.
Really? Just for the time period you're doing it, you can't just get that at the range?
Nope.
Oh, well, that's interesting. Well, hold over. We'll come back to you. The Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. The call in line is 866-582-9933.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
I'm a one-man revolution. The time is nigh, the day is dark, there's only one solution.
You know, sometimes we lose sight of some of the things that are happening internationally and especially even close to us with our neighbor to the north, and that's why calls like this one are great. Why don't you explain to people what's going on? I mean, right now, with gun control there, even if you want to go to a shooting range, you actually have to call the local law enforcement and let them know that you want to go there in order to get a permit?
Yeah, basically what happens is you have, in Ontario, you have to be a member of a club. For example, to even own, right? Because that's one of the legitimate, so-called legitimate reasons to actually have one. So basically what happens is you got to call up, ask your registrar, which is all centrally located, for them to send you or fax you an actual permission to go to the range. Now, this can be for one day or it can be up towards 1 year, but you still got to keep this up to date. And if you don't have this up to date, like say you miss it and you're off to the range and all your paperwork expired the day before, you're in jail for a felony.
Oh, it's a felony charge. Well, that is just lovely. Is there any way that people can try to fight this, get some information on it? Is there a website?
Well, basically in Canada, the one main website we have up here is CanadianGunNuts.com.
Oh, geez, that sounds awful, man.
Well, it's
change
it's
the URL.
It's purposely politically incorrect, but it's not extreme or anything like that at all.
Well, I hear you, man, but just hearing that right there, change the URL. I thank you for the call. Let's jump to Brian in New York. Brian, what's popping?
Yeah. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hi. I'm just here. I'm just calling in because I got home from work and I turned on your radio show and I heard that thing about Schenectady, about how they're thinking about using the military. So I jumped online, I checked it out. And I'm thinking a truth squad is in order for this guy. You know, getting a couple of my buddies some cameras, and we'll go after him and ask him some questions and see where he really stands.
You know what you need to ask this guy is if there is any federal funding going to be involved in this program, if he's been approached by other organizations and agencies about doing this. Because he didn't think of this off the top of his head. I can guarantee that. You don't just have it's true. You don't have just five guys in a police force. And we're not talking about like a gambling ring or working with the mafia. We're talking about some guys that rough some people up off duty, got caught drinking and driving. That happens all the time with police officers and other people in law enforcement. Let's just be real. It's outside of law enforcement too, you know, in anything. We got five guys in a department and he's saying he's going to abolish the department and bring in martial law to bring in the National Guard. He's got to be on some kind of a payroll. They've got to be saying, we're going to give you this. Go ahead.
Get this. I'm doing a little homework on this guy because I'm not just going to go in there, you know, not knowing who he is. He got a 60% pay raise this year, and I'm looking, and he goes, Stratton among mayors meeting today with Obama. This is last month. And he's among 39 mayors to meet with Obama to discuss the federal stimulus bill. So it's interesting that you bring that up. I mean, he's got to be on somebody's payroll meeting.
So wait a minute. Out of mayors in the country, he's one of 39 mayors in the country. Remember, folks, we have 50 states, and he's not like the mayor of New York City. Schenectady's a relatively small place. There are plenty of mayors in New York City. If only 39 met with Obama, I will promise you that they did not just talk about economic stimulus packages. They talked about a national program, and they got people on board that are ready to get on board. This guy, this is very dangerous, and it scares me because it really is so close to home, man.
Yeah, and you know, his PR is this fiscal credibility, putting out, well, we're restoring, you know, the economy here in Schenectady, and then he wants $10,000 a year to travel and took a 60% pay increase on top of the previous year pay increases, and then he raises taxes 3% for almost 3% for all his residents. So this is just what I learned in like the last half hour. I mean, this looks like the waters run deep.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, Brian, if you could just forward that to Aaron@Infowars.com and send it to me as well, myspace.com/JasonBermas, it'd be much appreciated. I might print that out. I mean, obviously, this is going to be a story I'm going to follow up on tomorrow, and we're trying to get the mayor on as we speak. All right, thank you so much for the call. Let's go to TJ in Nevada. TJ, what's haps? Yes, sir. We got TJ?
It's a lady.
Yes?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can now.
I'm a female. I didn't know if you could hear me. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I had seen a comedy show with Eddie Griffith, and he was mentioning something about how the pyramids were made and that they used crystal quartz in the top and the bottom of the pyramid to make light shine out of the top, and this was also the technology that was used for television back then.
Yep.
And I was wondering if you had any more information on that or if you could guide me.
Well, most of the, basically the capstones or whatever, were lined with these.
Yeah, that's what I was
going
to ask you about, too. I was going to ask you about that also. And I'm in Las Vegas where we have a Luxor Hotel, and they have a light shining out of the top of the hotel.
Yeah, well, that's what the other pyramids are based on. They used to have this capstone that had, you know, precious metals on it. Again, you know, earlier we talked about how, you know, they're trying to get you to not buy gold and silver, but precious metals have always been valuable to all types of civilizations, and that doesn't exclude Egypt. You know, whether or not they thought that it brought them some kind of, you know, metaphysical powers or it aligned with the stars and then, you know, once a year it harnessed energy, who knows? I mean, there's all those theories out there. But it is true, you know, as it progressed and as it aged, people stole from it. But yeah, I mean, the ancient Egyptians, you know, I'm not going to be able to crack that case, especially in a three-hour radio program, but they are very interesting. You know, I'm very interested in Egyptology. I enjoy Jordan Maxwell and what he has to say about it. I don't know necessarily if he's 100% right, but his lectures are rather excellent. He went to Egypt with a man by the name of William Henry, and I actually got to sit down with William Henry and discuss this kind of stuff for about 2 or 3 hours a few years back. And he has not only written books on the subject, and again, I got to tell you right now, I don't agree with William Henry. William Henry believes that these are some kind of beacons that are going to help bring in this new age of enlightenment when the stars are aligned, and I don't know if I can get down with that. But he does have some interesting stuff, and he does have a show on the History Channel based on that trip to Egypt. So check out William Henry. Check out more so Jordan Maxwell. I like his information a little bit better. Thank you for the call, TJ. Let's jump to Eric in Philly. Eric, what's popping? Yes, sir.
Hey, what's going on, Jason?
You know, doing a little radio show.
Hey, I grew up in New York, and I got to tell you, as a fellow New Yorker, I'm actually very proud of you.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate that.
No problem. I would also like to say that I am somewhat recognized in my community as being a truther. And I recently received a free treatment of a Zen Shiatsu, which is acupuncture treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Acupressure, I'm sorry.
Okay.
And basically, I got this St. Patrick's Day, and mm-hmm. it's a few days later, and I still feel like $1 million. And I thought that because my life is so stressful, it helped me so much that maybe you and Alex should hire somebody like full time for you and the staff.
I don't think I need it because I'm a relatively happy person. Even going through all this information, I could, you know, I keep telling Jones to get a hammock in here, at least a hammock. Go ahead, man.
Well, I was going to say that you have so many of your UFC buddies that know about this. That maybe they can recommend a nice Asian practitioner for you.
Hey, I'm not looking for any happy endings, my friend. I would take the hammock. I thank you for the call. You know, my uncle, I don't really know him that well. I've only met him a couple times. My uncle Sal, he's done a couple, you know, alternative health books, and he's a chiropractor as well, and he's all into this alternative healing. And I got to tell you, he was one of the first guys to really open me up to not only 9/11 truth, even though it didn't really catch with me. He was the first guy to tell me, you know, they knew. And he told me about Oklahoma City, and he was the first one to open up that they knew about that. And, you know, he was always telling me, you know, the whole family, you can't drink soda. High fructose corn syrup is bad. There's cancer viruses in the vaccine. And, you know, it was in the backdrop, and it was like, yeah, he's crazy. But he ended up being spot on so many things. I should get my Uncle Sal to do an interview with me. That would be a fun interview, just because I don't ever get to talk to him either. But to get him to talk about these things and really just, you know, he was an influence. You know, whether I realized or not, he put those ideas in the back of my brain, so when I found them, I could go, oh, so that's what he's talking about. All right, let's go to Jake in Minnesota. Jake, what's popping?
Hey, loving your show. Good job. The interview with Aidan Allen the other night was really good, inspiring. So good job with that.
Thank you, man. And you can actually, for those that didn't get to catch that, I have the first part over at theinfowarrior.com right now through YouTube. We posted the whole interview. And we actually, Rob Dew and I, went over and saw her today at the Thirsty Nickel, and she was just a heck of a performer, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was great, too. Also, Alex with the show this morning had the police officer on. It was great. I love to hear that he said, you know, most of the cops are just thinking this is kind of outrageous material, you know, coming into them too. And, you know, I like hearing that coming in. Then another point he touched on was the quickening. And, you know, like, I guess I kind of got this thought in my head today where, you know, if we were to apply, if we were actually to go right back to the Constitution with our current technologies, wisdom, you know, all these things, like where we could be at, you know, that really inspired me when he was kind of talking about that today. It's kind of a thought I had in my own head. So, wanted to share that with you guys.
Well, thank you.
So, anyways, the reason I called was I came across something that I thought was really interesting for smaller communities, financial permaculture. I don't know if you heard anything on the subject yet.
No.
Okay. Have you heard of the word permaculture before? Have you heard the term? Familiar with that?
Nope.
Okay. Permaculture, just briefly, is having plants growing in an area that's in their own climate and growing food also for people. But it sustains within the climate, so you don't have to do very much work with it. So anyways, financial permaculture would be a very steady and moving away from the federal government climate for the financial system within each of these small towns. And this is a kind of way that where they even came back to a co-op, which is kind of interesting because I'm from a small town. And a lot of farmers built around these co-ops, and it used to be farmers working together. Now it's just taken over by big business.
Mm-hmm. And well, they're trying to get, you know, organic farming to be banned. They want to make it so hard for you to have a farm, for you to go through these, you know, preservation processes and pasteurization processes, that they want to make it impossible so that, you know, Monsanto and all these other big corporations can be the only one to feed us.
That's exactly right. I like a point with this is the whole thing that's coming around, you can see, like, they want you to be dependent on this system. They need your dependency. And yeah, we need to unplug, you know, even small locally and things like that, unplug from this and start being independent, and they will just fall away because we'll be independent from them.
You know, I agree a million times.
We also need to be doing your front too, because we have a lot of legislation coming in that we need to be taken care of, but, you know, also on the individual front, removing our dependency from the system. So.
No, I'm with you, Jake. You know, in fact, I was listening to Howard Stern earlier today, and I know I keep bringing up Stern, but they're playing this clip of this 14-year-old kid, and he's, like, written a book, and he's a conservative, and he's on the Today Show and all these things, and he's talking about what it is to be a conservative, and he mentioned one of the four things of being conservative is personal responsibility. And I think anybody listening to this program, no matter where you, quote-unquote, align yourself politically, you need to take some personal responsibility. And how do you do that? Well, storable foods, you have your own garden, you have an escape plan, you have your own gold and silver. I mean, these are just basic things. You know, you have a car, you know, you have another way to communicate with people outside of your cell phones. I mean, these are basic things that in case something does happen, you can take care of yourself, and it would never hurt to be able to have your own food in your backyard that is self-sustainable. I thank you for the call, Jake. Let's jump to Casey in California. Casey, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm just calling up on the topic of the Obama deception right now.
All right.
And me and my roommate are currently employed with the U.S. Marine Corps. And
okay.
we were talking about how Obama considers expanding the Afghan troops to about 4,000.
Mm-hmm.
400,000, correction.
Mm-hmm.
And it's already happening.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, didn't they tell you before Obama was even in office that basically the plan now was to redistribute forces into Afghanistan, and that what they do with Afghanistan is they put more of us in there, and they also bring over more civilian forces, diplomats and the like.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be the new focus, because really Iraq, whether you believe it or not, folks, it's been taken over. All the oil pipelines are taken over. The main places are controlled by the U.S. military. There are little skirmishes and insurgents there, but it's not what the media was hyping up, you know, 2-3 years ago. It's gotten a little more silence. So what they'll do, and again, he's never planning on leaving. He said he was going to get out of there. No. Immediately afterwards, he says, well, we're going to scale down to 50,000 troops, which is still a significant number in Iraq by the end of 2011. And that doesn't mean there's just going to be 50,000 troops there either. They're going to bring in NATO forces to assist over in Iraq more, I think, than you're going to see NATO forces in Afghanistan. But you're going to see them there as well, correct?
By far. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, like you said, there's not much going on there anymore by the means of what the news says. Right now, our intel says that 85 to 90% of the high up Taliban has already been eliminated, detained, or outright destroyed by the U.S. military.
They've been decimated, man. But that's not what you're reading in the paper. They're saying there's a resurgence.
They're saying it's the worst thing in the world. We still need to be over there. You know, all these different things. And I've been over there 2 times already. I've been to there and Iraq. I have 2 Purple Hearts. I have a Silver Star, all these different types of things.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, also, they're trying to demonize Pakistan and say that a lot of this, insurgency
Pakistan
in Afghanistan is coming from
it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, explain to people. You're in the Marines, man. Explain to people. The ISI over there, which is the Inter Services Intelligence Community, works hand in hand with U.S. intelligence, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
I mean, it's pretty much saying that Pakistan, they're like, oh, they're going to do something with us. You know, that's a fucking slap to the face.
Oh, I got to let you go, bro. I got, yo, you were a great caller, and I understand the emotions, but you got to watch what you say. So I thank you for the call, man. I hope you listen, man, I know your frustration. I can't imagine having to be sent over into the desert. You know, it sounded like at least twice in Afghanistan. I would assume if you did time in Afghanistan, you probably did time in Iraq as well. So listen, this is the deal with the Obama deception. DivX DVD players are out there. You can probably even get them overseas. If somebody's got a laptop or a computer, you can just slide it into there. The DivX version that is under 700 megabytes, you can download really quick, throw on the disk, and hand them out. The actual DVDs just started shipping. You know, let's hopefully, if that doesn't work for you, we can get you a regular DVD. You can make copies of that. Military are on the main priority of us to wake up, and that's the bottom line. All right, let's jump to our next caller. Let's go to Donovan in Virginia. Donovan, what's Papa Loppin'?
Hey, man, I just want to say, love your show. It really exceeded my expectations, and you're doing a great job, and I love your work, and keep up the fight, man.
Thank you.
I wanted to let everybody know that Saturday, March 21st, there is a rally, anti-war rally in Washington, D.C., and I think there's also sister rallies in, we're doing the break.
Yeah, but that's okay, because we're going to go back to you. We had a caller call in about this earlier in the week. There's a rally in D.C. Saturday, the 21st. We'll talk to Donovan on the other side, 866-582-9933.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Sir!
are back. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmis, 9 to midnight Central Time. We hope you tune in. All right. We've got Donovan on the line, and there's a little shindig going down at the Pentagon on the 21st, D.C. I think we had somebody call in a few days ago about this, and there's some sister rallies. Why don't you tell us about it?
Yeah, there's an anti-war rally going on. It's actually against the multiple wars that we have right now in Iraq and Afghanistan, and it's also to insist to our, I think to our current administration, although for some reason I have a strong suspicion most people there are Obama supporters, but there also is note about it, you know, keeping out of Syria and keeping out of Iran and all the other prospects.
And Pakistan, let's not forget Pakistan.
Yeah, definitely Pakistan. All those prospect wars that, you know, are so tempting on the plate to the New World Order right now. One of the reasons why I was bringing this up, though, is because we are Change Virginia. We're going to go there, and we're going to try to get a census. We're going to talk to the people there and get a census of the general opinion of the people who are attending the rally. Because we're all very interested to see if they're all major Obama supporters, seeing how Obama pretty much wants to continue the Bush rhetoric of war and foreign intervention and nation building.
Well, a lot of them are probably still going to be under the impression he's ending the war. I mean, they saw it in the news, right?
Exactly.
Ending the war in Iraq. Oh, you don't understand. We can't just pull out. It would be unfair to the troops. The job's not done. Meanwhile, I just have a Marine calling me up saying there is no combat going on. It's the hugest joke he's ever heard, and he's admitting that the ISI works with U.S. intelligence. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I mean,
this is a guy that's been there. I mean, he's been there. He's like, I got to be redistributed to Afghanistan. He's like, why? He's like, it's all hype. And listen, it's about creating infrastructure for a Eurasian Union. And the last, you know, nation in that region that's going to put up an actual fight, a physical fight, is Iran. And that's why they're doing everything they can to demonize them and figure a way to get in there. You know what I mean? They're trying to take out Saudi Arabia right now financially, man. I mean, that's what, you know, Saudi Arabia, this nation that we've had these close ties with, they're blowing them out of the oil market. You know, they're going to make them less stable, so they'll just join whatever we do. And, you know, we're not leaving Iraq. We're not leaving Afghanistan. They're trying to bring in a whole new military service. They just signed it today. It's called the Give Act. They want a civilian national security force here at home so that they can have, you know, a military overseas. I mean, that's it. So I wish you well, man. Check it. Is there a website people can go to?
Actually, yes. WeAreChangeVirginia.org, and we're going to be handing out copies of the Obama Deception to everybody we ask questions to, and we're going to be trying to let everybody know who's at this war rally that just because Bush left office, we're not like the leaders that we're trying to focus on have not changed. You know, it's just
we ain't out of the woods by far. Same boss. Go ahead.
Our goal is just to let everybody know. You know, look. Just because Obama's here, he's not going to take us out of this war. We need to keep putting pressure to these so-called leaders. Thank you for your time.
You got it. With you 110%. I hope that there's a big showing out there. And whether there is or not, you should really get out there and do the video thing like Donovan plans on doing. You know, the man on the street interview, the handing out of DVDs. It's a positive thing, folks. All right, let's jump to Joseph in Texas. Joseph, what's popping?
Hey, Jason. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right, yeah. I just want to talk about, like, lately we've been talking about the MIAC document, right?
Yes.
Well, I just wanted to, like, let everyone know, you know, this isn't just, like, the beginning of their resistance towards our movement. I mean, just about 2 or 3 weeks ago, I received a call from one of my good friends in Kentucky, and his dad is actually an FBI agent over at Swivel.
All right, we're going to come back to you after this, Joseph. Call in line is 866-582-9933. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos. Look at their online catalog. or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
You are listening to GCN.
We are back. It's the final hour of the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, and we're discussing, you know, how this MIAC document is not the first time that they've kind of swiped at this movement. I mean, this is just the latest in a long assault on people who are pro-Constitution, pro-Bill of Rights, pro-freedom and liberty. I think, though, that this is the first time that they're putting out a document in response to what they thought would go away after Ron Paul was kind of ejected by the mainstream media in this presidential election. But instead, he was the only guy to actually predict this financial collapse, so he is targeted specifically. Go ahead, Joseph.
Yeah. So my good friend from Kentucky, I'm over here in Texas, but he calls me up about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and the reason why he called me is because his dad, who's an FBI agent, he said that his partner went up to him, who works in the anti-terrorism task force, and asked my friend's dad if he had a son named, my friend's name, and that's when my friend's dad asked him, "Did you visit a website called End the Fed?" So, Jason, I mean, basically, what the anti-terrorism task force is doing, like with us, I mean, they're collecting our names and databases for people who visit Patriot websites like End the Fed. You know, it's completely
absolutely true. Listen, when I was actually I went and saw Amy Allen today, but afterwards we talked a little bit, and she's like, "You know how sometimes you just forget things when you're on the air?" She's like, "I had the best story for you." I'm like, "Oh yeah, what's that?" "Well, I started conversing with this guy who has a top secret clearance at the CIA, and he basically came across my interview on YouTube, and he saw the InfoWars thing, and he said to me, you know, I'm not allowed to go to InfoWars.com. It's a blacklisted site." And then he told her a bunch of the other blacklisted sites, the ones that he wasn't even allowed to go on because he was in the CIA. And I guess they started communicating back and forth, and she would send him third-party links that hopefully he would be able to join. But yeah, man, it's the real deal. Listen, people out there, don't think that they're track and tracing what you see on the internet. They're not interested who visits certain MySpace pages, who visits InfoWars. I think it scares the hell out of them that, you know, InfoWars is consistently as big as HowardStern.com. You know, that's huge for a radio show. It's bigger than Limbaugh.com. I think that scares them.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, whenever my friend told me about that, he that's when he was like, "Dude, everything you've told me up to this day, like, totally makes sense. I believe everything you say now." Because, I mean, he's always been, like, kind of just on the line. Like, he's always, like, tried to debunk me about, like, 9/11 and all that. But then, you know, I just, like, show him all these documents and proof about, you know, the New World Order and how it works and all that. And now he's, like, totally, you know, woken up completely, I guess.
Well, it just shows you, man, you can have an impact, you can change your mind, you just have to stay on people and believe in them and keep showing them things, and then hopefully they'll have that epiphany that moment. The call-in line is 866-582-9933. Let's jump to Aaron in Minnesota. Aaron, what's on your mind?
What's up,
Aaron? Not much, my man.
Well, we got something in Minnesota that's supposedly going to be going through, are they going to be discussing, that's kind of like the MIAC thing. And I talked to somebody on the radio that was a former FBI agent that was saying that that's actually makes somebody that's doing this kind of work even more, it actually makes it harder to find supposed terrorists when they start doing profiling on stuff like this.
Well, of course, because most of us aren't terrorists. We're not really violent, you know? I mean, that's the bottom line. Of course, it's going to make it harder. They're trying to criminalize a group of people who are peaceful, nonviolent, you know, civil disobedient protesters.
So, of course. Barack Obama is on the Tonight Show now.
Yeah, I did. Well, you know what? Let's talk about that on the other side, because Barack is probably on there right now just spewing propaganda from a pre-taped interview. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis.
Life Change Tea sets the standard. Have you heard on radio all the new teas with funny names, movie stars, celebrities endorsing these products and so on? Have you checked the results? Not the pictures of the bikini babes and such, but the results. Have you checked their pricing and the funky three-month contracts and all that stuff? Have you checked their results? Oh, that's right, I said that. Did you check the ingredients and you check for caffeine? Yeah. Life Change Tea is the real deal. Not a new yippee-yay tea, but a tea if you drink it daily, it'll change your life, and it will clean your body. Our middle name is Results. You can pay more, and you can have a celebrity smile, or you can get results. Your call. Or should I say, make the call. Get the tea at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Order now for real results.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The New World Order beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
That's what it's going to be like. Only the shelter line will be the line of the FEMA camps, all while Obama tells you it's okay on mainstream television. I mean, that's what this is really about, Aaron, is for him to reach out to the people on late-night talk shows and really, you know, tell people it's going to be okay, and he's angry at AIG for these bonuses, too, and he gets it. He gets it, and what better way to do that than to, you know, be on Leno and then have the media just have a hype fest around it?
it's just like everybody is just like so willing to accept what he's got to say. And it's like when he walked on the show, it was like he was a rock star.
Oh, yeah, he is a rock star, don't you know? I mean, he's on the cover of the Rolling Stone looking like God himself, literally lightning and clouds in the background. I thank you for the call, Aaron. Let's jump to Joe in Texas. Joe, what's on your mind?
Hey, man. I just wanted to say I really love your show. You guys play really great music.
Thank you, bro.
Yeah, and I just wanted to say I enjoyed the interview last night with Amy and how she... talked about the power of love instead of hate.
Yeah, very upbeat message.
Yeah, I mean, it can be really poisonous. I remember when the first movie I saw, The Bohemian Grove, you know, that woke me up, and that messed me up for quite a while. I had been a, you know, conservative Republican, Rush Limbaugh listening person. And just woke me up to how evil all that stuff is.
Well, it just shows you right away that they're hypocrites, you know. It shows you that these guys that are claiming to be, you know, these Christian conservatives that are always trying to, you know, talk about how much the children matter and the family matter and church matters, you find out, well, that's not what matters to them. They're into the occult.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And it's all demonic, and it's just a reincarnation of the, you know, Roman Caesars who killed millions of people who wouldn't worship the state. You know, I'm talking about Christians.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say that I really enjoy what you guys are doing. Keep up the good work. I've woke up my father, watched Endgame and the Obama deception, and yeah.
What do you think of the Obama deception, man? I mean, it's brand new. What's your review?
It was freaking awesome. I think you guys did a really good job of not going, with the right left paradigm. You know, I think I could show this to my liberal friends and wake them up with that. And
Well, thank you so much for the call, Joe. We're going to jump to Ron in Colorado. Ron, what's poppin'?
Jason, I appreciate what you and Alex are doing. You're right online for what we've learned. If you remember Doug Millard's call last night.
What was that call last night? I'm sorry?
When Doug Millard called you and said there was some voices left up. Okay, well, I'm calling from that same group.
Mm-hmm.
John
well, tell
Camp,
people,
right?
Yeah, tell people about, give them a little background.
Okay, well, I've been working on Columbine ever since it happened.
Mm-hmm.
And what we learned is it's somewhat like the Franklin cover-up. You can read in John DeCamp's book that he says this is the most frightening case that he's ever come across, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you read his book, then that is a frightening thing for him to say.
Mm-hmm. I have read the book, and it's a frightening book overall.
Okay. Now, what we've learned is that the two boys at Columbine were sodomized by sheriff's deputies 15 months before the tragedy.
Really? And this is Dylan Klebold and Eric Harris?
Yes, sir. We know Eric Harris was. He drew a picture the night of his arrest.
Okay.
You can simply Google Columbine Family Request, and there you scroll, and you can pick up all this information just by simply Googling Columbine Family Request.
Mm-hmm.
And this also leads into the same thing as the Franklin cover-up, where there was another case where there was a body found in the creek, all mutilated,
mm-hmm.
and it was this woman's husband who was connected to Maurice Strong, Bilderberg.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a little camp set up in southern Colorado called Baca Grande. It's their utopian village. It's another Bohemian Grove, even bigger. They've got jet airplanes flying in there all the time.
Well, where can people find all this information kind of consolidated? Is there a website?
Columbine Family Request.
And
you can also Google G.D. Chase's Amber Alert.
All right, we'll check that out. Thank you for the information, Ron. We're going to jump to the next caller. Let's go to Jerry in Texas. The call line is 866-582-9933. Yes, Jerry.
Yeah, is this I'm on the show?
You are on the show.
I wanted to make an announcement. There's been a case filed against the 9 judges of the U.S. Supreme Court that should make a difference, save liberty, and stop the new world order, hopefully.
All right, well, let's talk about this let's talk about this lawsuit. Go ahead, sir.
Rafi?
What's that?
I didn't hear what you said.
I said, let's talk about it. Let's talk about, not the Iraqi. Let's talk about this, this lawsuit on these judges.
To restore civil liberties by showing that it is unlawful to give up civil liberties by contract or other means, and that frees all non-black individuals from the 14th Amendment and federal control, plus also argument on the 14th Amendment itself. That argument being successful and going through in the court, a win would restore those civil liberties and protect all of us.
And where can people find information on this lawsuit?
It's in Travis County Courts at Law.
Travis County Courts at Law, and do you have a title for the lawsuit so people can Google it up? Or
it's Brumbaugh versus Roberts, Alito, on down the line.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. Hopefully, we'll be able to check that out, and maybe some listeners can send me some info on that. All right, we're going to go back to your calls in a moment, but I still got some news that I did not cover. I thought this was kind of a neat story. Flying car makes maiden flight. Now, it's not what you think. And there, right off the bat, this is out of Fox News. It says it's not really a flying car, but it's still pretty cool. But it is kind of a flying car. I mean, basically what this is, and they're going to show you on PrisonPlanet.tv. There's a couple videos out there. This is weird because this is also in upstate New York. This one's a little further away from me. This is in Plattsburgh. It's about a four-hour drive, but I actually did one of those, like, mediation, not confrontation things over in Plattsburgh back in the day. It's a pretty snowy, icy town. But there you go. It looks like one of these mini planes, but I guess that the wings are retractable. And it's basically, it looks like it's got three wheels, so it's kind of a three-wheel car that you can drive. Yeah, they're bringing up more photos. It's like a three-wheeled car that you can drive, but and just do the speed limit. And apparently, that's legal. That's street legal. But it's not legal to go in the air with it yet. Oh no, it's got four wheels. You can tell four wheels from that thing. But it's pretty incredible. It takes off and it flies. I mean, drives like a car. Looks a little bit campy, almost like a 1950s Batmobile. it looks like a really big spoiler, but obviously that's, you know, for the tail end. And, I mean, we're at a technological age where private organizations are building flying cars. I mean, it's a car that flies. It's not like, what's that Bruce Willis movie? The Fifth Element. It's not quite Fifth Element style, but it definitely looks like, you know, it's getting there. So, flying car makes maiden flight. I'll be interested to see if that ever hits consumer hands. By the way, they say it's going to carry a price tag of around $200,000 in 2011. I'm definitely going to want to follow that story. If you're just tuning in and you missed the main story of the evening, Schenectady, which is a place that's quite close to my heart and close to my home, because it is close to my home. It's only about 30 miles away from where I live, and I called my mother, my brother, my friend Matt, and my friend Jeff to tell them about this. Because five officers, you know, have been charged with everything from driving drunk to, you know, beating a man, they are thinking of abolishing the police force altogether. That's right, just get rid of the police force, declaring martial law, you know, because martial law in America is okay, and then having National Guardsmen on the streets acting as the police. And although Schenectady is not that large, it's big enough that, you know, the military on the streets is going to be one hell of a presence. And with the military on the streets being one hell of a presence and being so close to the state capitol, you know, all it'll take is the right emergency there. You know, David Patterson, you know, threatened. All of a sudden, the military has to come out. Or, you know, multiple lane car wreck draws in military to help. And again, it's all to make it sound like this is a positive thing. But then you look at it, and, you know, one of the callers is telling me that this mayor was one of the 39 mayors to meet with President Obama in a fiscal stimulus plan. And I'm telling you right now, folks, this is not an original idea to just come up and say, I'm going, let's declare martial law. No, this is part of a federal funded program. They want this all over. They have to start it somewhere. Don't let it be Schenectady. And when they try to pull it somewhere else, don't let that happen either. You know, you need to get in touch with the mayor of Schenectady. You need to call his office. You need to tell him how displeased you are that he even brought this up. He should lose his job over this. I mean, Do you not understand that the Constitution and Bill of Rights are here to protect us, and a martial law police state is not? Well, that's okay. You just upped your salary by 60% this year. No big deal. We'll be back after this with your phone calls. 866-582-9933. TheInfoWarrior.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
YourFoodStorage.com has been helping families prepare with the lowest priced, highest quality, storable food for over a decade.
And right now, a one-year food supply that feeds 4 to 5 people is only $39.95.
That's right, a one-year supply that feeds 4 to 5 people for under $4,000.
That's only 92 cents per person for each meal.
And comes with a 30-year shelf life. This amazing package has everything your family needs to survive for one full year. Your gourmet food is packed fresh when you place your order
and is shipped to your doorstep in about 2 weeks.
YourFoodStorage.com does not use any leftovers from Y2K.
No fillers, MSG, or GMOs.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48. Visit YourFoodStorage.com.
That's YourFoodStorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Remember, it's better to have it and not need it
than to need it and not have it.
Order now from YourFoodStorage.com.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Your food storage.
I knew she was a virgin when I first met her. Rockin' stockings and popping out of the Catholic school sweater. Mom told me she could do better than a criminal. 17
there he is, PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. It's the mayor of Schenectady, Mayor McCheese. We have an exclusive photo up right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, all kidding aside, I'm losing it. I forget the phone number. You know, sometimes doing the midnight show, I do get a little Tucker Thomas, you know? I need a little nappy nap. I got to tell you. And then I got to drive 20 miles home, let the dogs out, do the whole deal. Oh, see, there it is. Paul's telling me this nappy nap is Johnny nonsense, but my eyes are getting heavy and a little tuckered. All right, let's go to Jeremy in Iowa. Jeremy, what's on your mind?
I don't congratulate you on the loose change. You can deal with my eyes with that. Basically, want to call about podcasts getting delayed. I'm always telling you guys to have a good show on the Alex Jones Show because the fact that you guys always have a delay. Like, it'd be like a day or 12 hours before you can actually download it.
Mm-hmm.
Also wanted to ask about Arcadia, if you guys are still planning on, or if you know anything about you guys going out that way for the protesting, for the military exercises they're having on the 4th.
You know what? Jones is probably still set up to do that. I probably do have to remind him about that just because the two main editors, the guys that really worked hard on the Obama deception, have this week off. So it's something I'll probably have to remind him next week. But, yeah, I do think that he's still intent on sending a film crew out there if he doesn't go out himself. And then as far as the podcast, man, you know, I don't do all the tech stuff on my site. I know that Kurt tries to update it as much as possible. And I'm not sure if they're just, you know, you can just listen to the stream in the corner or you can download the podcast. I'm not 100%, but, you know, we encourage people to rip it, throw it up on torrent networks and, you know, and disperse it among the peeps.
I got a couple of videos I was going to let you know about, this flesh-eating disease one. I posted both of them on your MySpace page, but one is about these flesh-eating diseases trying to get the floor to vote upon when it's actually all classified. Like, the whole thing is him classified this, classified that. And another thing is with night vision, that is, my buddy just sent this to me. It's about a Leo, last name Zagami, 33-degree basin. Mm-hmm. He's, like, coming over trying to open up people's eyes about their Freemasonry and a lot of stuff overseas.
All right, well, I'll definitely give it a look, man. I thank you for posting that on the MySpace. I'll see what I can get out of that. Let's jump to Steven in Texas. Steven, what's popping?
Yeah, good evening, Jason.
Good evening, sir.
Yeah, I just want to first of all commend you. You know, I was thinking about what you said last night about how hard it is, you know, and, you know, people tend to view people like you and Alex, oh, it's so glamorous. They ought to follow you around for a while. Because I'll tell you something, I did DJing years ago,
mm-hmm.
and that was tough enough, you know, coming up with a three-hour show,
mm-hmm.
you know, even just once a week or whatever it was. But to do this day after day after day, but, you know, you're not doing something that's necessarily popular. It's a growing movement, and people are being awakened, but it's something that's necessary. And so that's when you're going to find out who your real friends are. And, I mean, I'm sure you've gotten your share of threats, and I know you're getting your share of criticism. So you and Alex are really to be commended, despite all the idiots that are out there talking all their junk, that are do nothing, and that's all they can do. They sit behind a computer and put all these cute comments on there on all these articles, you know, that I see that Alex has posted. But, you know, it's like my response is, well, what are you doing since you think he's so off base? You know, what are you actually doing other than criticizing these guys? Because that's all they do. So you're to be commended, and, you know, I thank God for you guys, because I'll tell you, what you're doing helps me to further this war in my neck of the woods, you know, because you're giving me a lot of good information that's factually based. Now, that being said, I mentioned last night, you know, the last couple nights I've called in about different ways, you know, in my own personal life that I've been able to, you know, get the word out, especially about the Obama deception. Mm-hmm. And today I again called this talk show this afternoon. The guy's name is Lynn Willie. He's out of Dallas. And I asked him, I said, have you heard of the MIAC report? Well, he has. You know, I think unless you're living in a cave somewhere, you had to have at least heard of this because it's everywhere now. And, of course, we know why. It's because of Alex. He's the one that put it out there. And so, anyway, you know, I just mentioned about the interview that Alex did today with Chuck Baldwin. And I'll tell you, I was so glad to hear Chuck Baldwin say what he said about how they drafted this letter and they're sending it to the government of the state of Missouri to let them know in no uncertain terms, in essence, you're not going to do this and get away with it. And if you want to, when a push comes to shove, we're going to shove back harder because we have rights under the Constitution of the United States. We're Americans. And we're not putting up with this junk anymore. And, you know, that's going to ring true with a lot of people because, like I said, I mean, you know, you've got to see, even if you don't know all these little facts that you guys bring out, if you have any half of a brain, you have to see that this stuff is really happening,
And so, you know, I just brought this up to the guy, and, you know, he agreed with me. And I told him, I said, you know, people better wake up because this strikes at the heart of the very...
Stephen, we're going to come back to you on the other side, man. We're going to come back to you on the other side. I want to hear what you think about this martial law in Schenectady. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Gardeners, you have the seeds. Now let us help you create the ultimate garden. And whether or not you've got good soil, we've got just the solution. AgGrand Liquid Organic Fertilizer at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Restore life to your soil or apply directly to the crop. Visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Fuller feeding with our 4-3-3 or sulfate of potash with kelp is 20 times more efficient than applying amendments to the soil. Manhattan fish, blood meal, potash, and North Atlantic kelp are combined with 10 micronutrients, as well as vitamins and amino acids for max results. You have the seeds. Now you need the fertilizer. Call 1-800-579-0580. That's 1-800-579-0580. Or visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Enhance and protect your garden now with natural organic fertilizer. Low cost and increases hay yields too. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com. For sale in Canada too.
Warrior, everything from the MIAC report to martial law in Schenectady, and I want to get your take on that, Stephen. I mean, I this is a place I grew up around. I was just in Schenectady, you know, about a month ago, right before I got out here. I remember I was shopping around at Marshall's or something, so I was really just, you know, right around there. For them to say that the police force is inept and corrupt, so we're just going to abolish it and bring in martial law and the National Guard should set off alarm bells, because that is not a normal response to such behavior.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you mention that, because, see, I've been here in Texas, you know, going on 14 years. We moved from Troy.
Okay, so you know exactly where Schenectady is.
I'm from Buffalo. We lived in Utica, which is right almost next door to Schenectady. I know exactly where that is. But this is something that's news to me. I hadn't heard about this, but it doesn't surprise me, because, you know, when we're seeing the police everywhere looking more and more like the military,
You know, this doesn't surprise me. And of course, you know, what these people in power do is they use the excuse just because there may be some problems, they capitalize that and then they blow it up, make it out to be worse than it is. And so, oh, we've got a crisis. And of course, they caused the crisis. So, you know, we're going to be your savior. So we'll bring in what's going to fix the problem. And all it does is make things worse. But, you know, this is the first I'm hearing about this. Are they actually putting troops on the streets there in Schenectady?
Here it is. Let me read it to you because I was in shock. This was the top story. It's over at Capital News 9. And I actually called, you know, my mom, my brother. I called my best friend Matt back home. And he had seen it on the news, but they didn't tell them why they were going to do it. Here it is right here out of their own mouth. Schenectady Police Chief Mark Cher said, "This is an unprecedented. All these officers getting in trouble at the same time for all these different reasons. Five Schenectady, only five, and you know how big Schenectady is. They got to have a force of at least like 100, at least 100. Sure. That's not including state police. Five Schenectady police officers recently accused of everything from driving drunk to beating up a man are leading city officials to look another way, a drastic change. And basically the mayor has come on and he's saying, listen, maybe we should just abolish it and bring in National Guard and declare martial law. And it's at CapitalNews9.com right now, and we had one of the callers call in looking into this guy. His name is, where is it? Mayor Brian Stratton. And Brian Stratton, amazingly, was one of 39 mayors throughout the country. And again, you know there are a lot more than 39 mayors out there. One of 39 mayors to meet with Obama about the economic stimulus package. And they're rolling it. You think they might have discussed some other things?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I don't know if you heard about this. I just heard this on the news today. You know, here in Houston, they have the Houston Astros baseball team, and they just mentioned this in passing. One of their top players, Brandon Backey, the cops tased him. You know, I mean, you know, this is
what they tased him for.
I don't know. There was some kind of altercation, some kind of traffic stop. But, you know, the bottom line is, regardless of what he was doing, you know what it was. They're just taking out their frustrations and flexing their muscle to say, hey, we're in charge and you're the slaves and you better fall in line. And even if you do fall in line, we might tase you just to get our kicks. You know, and this is what, I mean, I talked to a friend of mine a few months ago here. And, you know, mentioned to him what I had heard on Alex's show about them putting troops on the street. And he goes, yeah, I saw that on the news right here in Texas. So, you know, it's in California and other places. So, I mean, you know, people better wake up. I've been telling people, man, you better just get with the program and realize what's going on, or we're going to end up in a situation that's going to make what Mao and Stalin and Hitler did look like a picnic.
I'm with you, man. I thank you for the call, Stephen. The call in line is 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. All right, let's get to a few other stories that I did not cover in the past 3 hours, believe it or not, as much as we did cover. There are emails going out nationwide to police, and especially people out in Atlanta, warning them that crime is on the rise, and it's going to happen even more and more as the economy worsens. Remember, they're putting out mainstream stories that in a time of stress, it's good to have a government job. They're more appealing. They're going to take care of you. They're going to love you. On the other side, they're telling the police, watch out as people lose their jobs. They're going to get more violent. There's going to be more crime. People are going to start stealing more. So they're setting up this atmosphere of adversity, you know, between these little niche groups. I say niche because I am not well educated. All right, 13 firms receiving federal bailout owe back taxes. Now, this is kind of like all over the place, but at least 13 firms receiving billions of dollars in bailout money owe a total of more than $220 million in unpaid federal taxes, a key lawmaker said Thursday. Representative John Lewis, chairman of the House subcommittee overseeing the federal bailout, said two firms owe more than $100 million apiece. Yeah, in fact, that $200 million is probably way low. But again, it just speaks to the fact that there are different rules for different folks. It's not different strokes for different folks. It's different rules for you and I, the slaves, who must pay our taxes, or the IRS will come after us with everything they got, tooth and nail, and take, you know, anything they can from you. And if that doesn't work, maybe put you in a little debtor prison action. Meanwhile, the actual criminals get protected by organizations like the Securities and Exchange Commission, and the IRS never goes after them at all. Just the way of the world, folks. just the way of the world. So, you know, this is almost like a side issue since they're literally stealing billions and sometimes trillions and really a whole lot of infrastructure to build their North American Union and New World Order. But it just does speak to the outward corruptness of the whole entire thing. I mean, now Congress is saying they're going to pass a bill to make sure IEG or AIG has to give back 90% of the bonus money. Come on. Listen, they knew what they were doing when they put those loopholes in. They know what they're doing now. They know the G20 is about to be a big thing. They know they're crashing the economy. They know they're about to print a global super currency. You know, they're talking about a global new deal. A global new deal. They're talking about carbon credits and a carbon tax. Again, I didn't want to believe that this was about a carbon tax and a world government, but they keep writing that it is. And we broke the story yesterday here that I believe it was five different bodies are trying to create and pass legislation on separate types of carbon taxes and carbon credit systems in the United States. And then, you know, you look at this report out of Reuters right here. 750 billion green investment could revive economy. Investments of $750 billion could create a green new deal. It's always new, from a global new deal to a green new deal, to revive the world economy and protect the environment. Perhaps aided by a tax on oil, the head of the UN Environmental Agency said on Thursday. But again, folks, it's not about oil. It's all about taxing you. It's about bringing these regulations in for you, not for them. The large corporations that are actually polluting the planet and dumping toxins into the water and trying to control you through fluoride and mercury and other non-delicious entities in the water. Plastics. I mean, we read that report yesterday. Scientific journal saying, hey, you know, it looks like these plastics are actually feminizing the fish and probably feminizing people and lowering testosterone rates. Really? It's called eugenics. And Alex has been really covering now for years, years and years and years and years. And God bless Alex Jones. I mean, I love what he does. I can't get enough. I mean, he had some great guests on today. And he continues to just break new ground. I believe he had the police officer on today that sent us, you know, this MIAC document that has now been all over the place thanks to the listeners and, you know, thanks to Alex. And then he asked Chuck Baldwin on, who's specifically named in the document, and Chuck says, you know, we're going to do something about it. Thank God. All right, let's jump to your calls. Let's go to Matt in New York. Matt, what's up?
Hey, man. How's it going?
Good, man.
I'm trying to get the DVD cover and for Fabled Enemies of Bomb and Deception. Do you guys have that posted somewhere?
You know what? If you go to the InfoWars store, I'm pretty sure that you can grab the DVD cover for Fabled Enemies in decent quality. I know that that's posted high there. And then I would say that you could probably get the Obama Deception. If it's not at the InfoWars store, you could probably do a couple Google image searches for Obama Deception.
Okay.
Yeah, they are. There's a building promotional pages as well, too. So the higher-end graphics for the Obama Deception are probably there, man.
Cool. Thank you.
All right, you got it. Thanks for the call. Always nice to have the InfoWarriors call in to find out how they can gain ammo for the InfoWar, and that's what that young gentleman was just doing. Let's jump to Harvey in Texas. Harvey, what's on your mind? Yes, sir. You're really low, man. I can barely hear a word you're saying. Gotta let him go. I'm sorry. Got a Yankee man. I heard you like as an echo, and that's too bad because we would love to take your call. We had a caller call in today and say that Time magazine is now writing articles saying that don't buy gold, don't buy silver. We only give it value. Meanwhile, it's been given value for thousands of years throughout civilizations, and is the one thing out there that you can invest in, and you will have some kind of a retirement if they do change the economy, if they gut the economy, if they really just go after you. I mean, them trying to, it's the same thing as Newsweek doing the story over the summer about how bad it is, how your neighbors and your family and friends are bad if they're not getting their kid vaccinated. Meanwhile, we're doing stories here that, you know, the bird flu vaccination that they sent out to 14 separate countries had two separate strains of bird flu in it and a strain of regular flu virus. Meanwhile, the polio vaccinations contained SV40. I mean, come on. I'm just scared about how many vaccinations I've taken. My God, can you imagine? Can you imagine what is in your body right now? I know I'm not the only one that took a bunch of vaccines. You know, I'm not one of those guys that lined up and was like, oh, I'm going to get the flu, the hypochondriac, neurotic people, and I'm going to get sick. And then they go get the flu vaccine, they still get the flu. Well, duh, it's probably in the vaccine, along with a bunch of other goodies. Look, we have a ruthless, ruthless government in power. And to call it a government is almost a discredit, a disservice, because it's not a government. It's a bunch of tyrants, you know, running the system, the pyramidal system, from the top. All right, let's jump to Dan in Canada. Dan, what's on your mind?
I just heard you talking about how pop is feminizing people. And actually, mm-hmm. I'm looking at the documents from Health Canada right now, where they just found in 85% of all canned pop, bisphenol A, which mimics estrogen, is found. The funny thing is, if you look up the MSDS for bisphenol A, it's actually used in the process of plastic manufacturing, and it's also in some paints, it's actually used as a base.
Oh, delicious.
Yeah, so it's one of the things that, I've been looking up. I've only been awake for about 2.5-3 months, and I'm trying to get prepared now, but it's one of the things where, you know, I either wish I had learned about this 2 years ago or that I've never been awakened at all, because it's a scary thing. Once you start looking into it, it gets pretty deep.
Oh, it gets very, very deep. And I got to tell you, that's just the tip of the iceberg. The article we read yesterday was basically sampling water from the UK. And through those samples, they realized, wow, this is the real deal. This is feminizing the fish, and it could very well feminize men. And this is part of their program. They don't want an aggressive male base to try to take the power back. You know, we're the biggest threat to them. And I know people just don't understand this because they can't get it through their heads, because society has kind of put it upon us that, you know, when you're in your teens and you're in your early 20s and in your, you know, late 20s, you're still just a putz, you know, in society. You don't really have anything to contribute. You're not that exciting. You can't be that educated. You're supposed to take this role of just kind of like subservience. Meanwhile, in this country, the founders, most of them, were in their, you know, early and late 20s and did some great things in their early 30s as well. And that is actually when you're at your sharpest, your most aggressive. And I thank God that I'm in this position to take them on full force. And at my age, man, I thank you for the call. I mean, we have to be aggressive. That's what they fear most, people taking action. And that's why, you know, there's fluoride in the water. They're trying to make us more docile. All right, let's go to Harvey in Texas again. Hopefully he's not going to fade out. Harvey, you there?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, dude. Okay, thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
Appreciate it. Sure. So I was calling earlier, and I guess I got disconnected, man, but about the whole gold standard, fiat standard
mm-hmm.
thing. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so, yeah, I was listening to a show yesterday, and I don't think it was yours, man, but still, it was talking about how, you know, the dollar's unstable, Russia's talking about, you know, having a new currency that's sort of the standard, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
But basically the argument was, we need to take our, you know, take your money out of dollars and put it over into gold if you're mm-hmm. smart. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's great, you know, and I would do that because I'm assuming that, you know, lots of people have like a 401k or something like that that uses dollars as currency, right? But I was just thinking, like, well, if I were someone who, like, say, invested in gold or had a lot of gold and was trying to put it on the market,
mm-hmm.
I would say the same thing. Like, hey, oh, dude, the dollar's really weak. You should really, really buy gold right now.
Sure, but here's the difference.
Which would then shoot the price up, and then you could sell your gold and you make a profit. So I was thinking, like,
but if you you got to look at it a little differently. All right, let me try to put it into perspective for you. For instance, I started listening to Alex Jones heavily probably in about 03, okay? Now, in 03, he was selling gold. I mean, gold was around $300 an ounce. So you could get it somewhere between 275 and, you know, 325 depending on premiums or whatever. Now, 6 years later, you are literally at something that sells above 900. Sometimes it dips a little bit below 900 into the eights or whatever. But you go online, and an ounce gold piece you can't get for less than $1,000. And then some people who are into, like, you know, rare coins or whatever will give it a little more value because there's not that many in circulation, right? So you just look at that, and that is a, that is literally a 200% increase in 6 years. Now, we all know that the dollar has been devalued, so it's not a true 200% increase. In other words, you know, for instance, if you look at euros before 9/11, they're worth 75 cents compared to the dollar. Now they're $1.50. You know what I mean? It's all relative to currency. So, you know, if you invested in euros, you would have made, in other words, if you had exchanged your dollars out before 9/11 and gotten to the point here, you would have made a 200%, at least in dollars, amount of money. You see where I'm going with this? So,
yeah,
of course, it's obviously, you know, there are gold dealers out there that buy in bulk, get it less, and make a premium, keep their gold, and then obviously make dollars on top of that. That's the business, sure. But if you have a situation where they gut the dollar completely out, you know what I mean? Your 401k ain't worth jack. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Your stocks ain't worth jack. However, gold and silver have an inherent value throughout history and throughout the world. So you may not be able to exchange that, you know, your gold and silver immediately for some kind of currency that's going to be worth something. But if you weather the storm and they bring in, you know, this IMF global currency, or, you know, they bring the euro here to America and make it the Amero, and it's, you know, traded between, you know, Canada, Mexico, and us, you will have value with those coins. You'll be able to get those back, and you'll have value with whatever society's out there. So, you know, do we assign gold and silver this fiat value? We absolutely do, but we've done it throughout history, and it supersedes, you know, ethnicity and, you know, place on the map. It's everywhere. So that's why we suggest it here. It's the Info Warrior. One more segment, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
www.theinfowarrior.com. You can check out my interview live in studio with Amy Allen yesterday, and she's going to be in the Alex Jones Show, I believe, at 1 o'clock tomorrow. That should be very exciting. We're booking Patrice O'Neill, the comedian who went on Opie and Anthony and discussed the Obama deception for an hour. He's an upcoming guest. I'm trying to get the great Webster Tarpley on the program, Alan Watt. We're going to have Robert Wanick coming up next week. It's really exciting, and I just want to thank all the listeners out there for keeping this show going. We're getting some really great feedback. I know we're getting a lot of great emails and thousands of hits on YouTube, thousands of hits on the Shoutcast, and it's very heartening, and I just want to thank all of you guys for listening in. But why do you listen in? Hopefully, it's for the news blitz that we do here. You know, it's for the information, it's for the transparency, it's for the openness. So, biggest story tonight still, it'll be the biggest story tomorrow. I'm guaranteeing it. Schenectady, New York, a place very close to where I grew up. Again, called a lot of people today, warned them about this. The mayor saying the police force isn't working. Let's declare martial law and bring in the National Guard. It's not a national emergency. You know, it's very suspect. You know, and then, you know, the same old's going on. $750 billion in green investment could revive the UN economy, or the U.S. economy, the world economy, the UN pushing that garbage, just like they push the carbon tax almost every day. Almost every day I see mainstream articles about carbon taxes, either through the EU, the UN, or the United States of America. So, you know, we've been harping on that a lot. And they're talking about a global green deal to coincide with the global new deal. We talked about how politics really work, and showed you this picture of Vladimir Putin when he was KGB dressed up like a tourist for a photo op with Reagan. And you see what these guys, again, there is so many things out there that are just totally and completely staged. Undercover Putin and KGB Reagan Rus. There he is right there. Oh, there it is, PrisonPlanet.tv. Oh, I'm just a tourist. Look at me taking pictures. I rip your throat out and stomp on your heart. So there he is, Vladimir, back in the day, setting up photo ops, you know. I mean, they show you what they want you to see. They make you listen to what they want you to hear. That's what this thing is about. And that's why we have the GIVE Act. And it passed 321 to 105, folks. That also went down today. While everybody's talking about Obama being on Leno, or actually I think it passed yesterday, Obama's on Leno. No one's talking about the fact that the GIVE Act, which would enforce this civilian national security force and mandatory 100-hour, you know, service for your community. 100 hours mandatory of community service if you're going to college. 50 if you're in high school each year. I mean, come on. It's all about volunteerism. It's indentured servitude. It's indentured servitude. It's slavery. That's what this is about. Okay? So, you know, we played some of the clip before the House. It's the best thing since breakfast. The GIVE Act. Isn't that so nice? GIVE as an acronym. Totally and completely disgusting. We discussed the MIAC report and Chuck Baldwin writing a letter approved by Ron Paul and Bob Barr about this outrageous document that has hit the streets. You know, basically demonizing people who are parts of... You know, I was at the Amy Allen thing today at the Thirsty Nickel. Guy had a Campaign for Liberty shirt on. Didn't look like the militia type, though. Didn't look like the domestic terrorist type. Are my eyes deceiving me? Or is the government? I wonder. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, 5 nights a week, 9 to midnight Central Time. Thank you all, and we'll be back tomorrow night. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.